CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Volatile conditions have pushed the huge wildfire to within less than a mile from a Mountain Home Air Force Base training range and have forced the evacuation of two small towns on the Idaho-Nevada line.
The combination of heat and the very dry fuels was really fanning that fire.
Rick Ochoa with the National Interagency Fire Center says this week's forecast won't be helping any either.
We're seeing a good chance of some thunderstorms. Our concern now is some new fires, and also with those thunderstorms, you get really gusty outflow winds.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
In Alpine, Colorado, it's not fire, it's rain and mud.
Rivers of mud and boulders and trees and just everything rushing down.
Homes have been damaged, cars are buried, and it's feared the mudslides have contaminated wells. It's a mess in DeHaenas, Texas, where weekend rains flooded homes, forcing 300 people to head for higher ground. Frankie Crawford returned home to find a lot to do.
It's a slow process. You get some of it done and you see you trip it all back.
North of San Antonio, Boy Scouts broke camp in a hurry as a river surged over its banks. The kids are okay, but five troop vehicles were lost. Overseas, rain and flooding have caused disaster in Britain. Live to CBS's Larry Miller in London. Larry, how bad is it?
Pretty bad. Hundreds of thousands of people are running out of drinking water. Thousands have no electricity. Homes and cars are underwater. England's biggest rivers are overflowing, turning towns into islands, fields into lakes. Prime Minister Gordon Brown blames climate change and promises action.
We will have to, as I've said, invest more in coastal defences, flood defences, and, of course, in drainage and infrastructure in the years to come.
So far, people have been cooperative and calm, but also a few reports of looting and fights over scarce bottled water in supermarkets.
Right next to the video about a kid's hike in the woods and a dog who races around the house and yard, you can click on YouTube to submit a video question for tonight's Democratic presidential debate. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
Some of the questions are silly. CNN producers probably won't choose this one.
What will you do to help change the mindset of today's young women so that in 20 years we don't have a nation full of Paris Hilton's?
But some others are deeply personal. Americans who've lost loved ones to diseases asking about health care. Many questions about the war.
What do they foresee as the future for the Iraqi people? Should the U.S. pull out?
And political philosophy.
Are you capable of restoring faith in the government? Are you capable of bringing together an extremely polarized nation?
Dan Revive, CBS News.
Also online, summer school, making what used to be torture for kids a little easier to take. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett.
Summer school, for some kids, it's mandated.
Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
Well, more and more students are catching up by going to summer school online. More than two dozen organizations offer classes. You can IM a teacher, have web chats with other students, and email your homework. In Falmouth, Maine, Carol Marshart's daughter is 16 and says this setup matches her daughter's style.
Being able to reread something if she needs it. Being able to say, right now I can't focus, I can come back in 3 hours.
Nationwide, roughly 700,000 kids tackle topics like algebra or English and get full credit if they pass. Steve?
Horrible story from a minor league baseball park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, where a coach for the Tulsa Drillers, former big leaguer Mike Coolball, was hit in the head with a line drive as he stood in the first base coach's box. Police Sergeant Terry Kuykendall says Coolball was alive when he was put in an ambulance, but died just as he got to a hospital.
First, it just looked like possibly, you know, an accident, an unfortunate accident that had occurred, and obviously it was an untimely death.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It could take weeks to clean up the damage from those massive mudslides in Chaffee County. The damaged scores of homes forced the evacuation of at least 125 people from the area around Alpine on Saturday.
Crews that are up there saying that there is just a lot of mud, and they've been working hard to remove it.
Fortunately, nobody got hurt. Meanwhile, a mudslide in Lake County closed Colorado 82 over Independence Pass last night. No word on a reopening. Two Western Slope wildfires believed to have been started by lightning Saturday, now fully contained. No homes lost in a 45-acre blaze north of Silt that burned within 10 yards of several homes, or in an 800-acre wildfire about 10 miles southeast of Grand Junction. And apparently Denver area drivers are more than happy to pay to use express toll lanes. Revenue from the express toll lanes on I-25 have drawn triple the projected number of users during peak hours. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Not a real great start to the morning. We did have a rollover crash. Police are still out with 56 near Tower. Looks like they could be there for a bit. Crews were also still working on a project from overnight down south. Has traffic slowing down a bit. Southbound 25 around Talma Road. We have a right lane closed there. All lanes reopened around Independence Pass following that mudslide cleanup. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Looks like we'll get morning sunshine, but scattered storms likely this afternoon.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Fish Oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You know the drill.
Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
We could be getting in trouble with the EPA. Now, yesterday, was it yesterday? It was either yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. But yesterday or the day before, I was outside. I thought I felt my eyes burning a little bit. John's laughing. What are you laughing at? Maybe it was the ozone level.
Maybe it was the searing hot sun.
No, it wasn't the searing hot sun. I think it was the ozone level. And we're going to have to get this under control. Doggone it.
All right, you start.
Well, I didn't drive much this weekend. And we don't mow the lawn with a gas-powered lawnmower. Which, by the way, those gas-powered lawnmowers contribute to the ozone level. According to what I've heard. And also, we don't have any paint cans open or chemicals open around the house, which also contribute to it. But I virtually did not take the car out of the garage all weekend. And Mary took hers out maybe twice. So that shows you how much we got out. Now, Mr. Turk, can you say the same? No.
No, I actually had to drive extra this weekend because my three-year-old son stole a cell phone at this party we went to on Saturday night, so I had to take it back to Golden yesterday.
How mad were you on a scale of 1 to 10 when you saw that?
Pretty upset. Probably about a 6 or 7.
So what did you say to him?
I said, you got to quit taking stuff and putting it in. He's been taking stuff and putting it in his pockets. Like, he'll go into me and Stacy's room, and he did this weekend, too. He grabbed fingernail polish two different occasions, dumped it all over our carpet. And, you know, that stuff. It was a really, really, really bad weekend for my three-year-old. So I'm glad to be back to work, actually.
So you don't have to deal with that? Oh, kids,
yeah, man.
Kids can be extremely trying. There's no question about that. And speaking of kids being extremely trying, I got a couple of emails on this from a couple of different people who are going through something that that a lot of parents go through, and also a lot of us who have kids in our family. And that is, I meant to talk about this last week, but let's see if I can get some responses from you. This morning, and I realize that it's Monday morning and most of us don't want to respond to anything, let alone our bosses or even go to work or even get out of bed. But I thought I'd ask this at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. There is this stereotype that floats around out there about how those of us who are left of center and also the baby boomer age, and you don't even have to be of the baby boomer age to fall into this category, that we have something inherently against the military. And there are right-wing chattering class people who make these comments all the time. I mean, you hear them, you see them on TV shows, you hear and see them on TV, And you'll also occasionally read them in print. And there have been folks who have written whole books about this. Now, I maintain that that's false. That most of us have nothing against the military. We don't care for the country's policies, but that's not dictated by the military. That's dictated by the leadership. Well, it's kind of like holding Barnes & Noble or Borders Books or, a bookstore responsible for the ending of Harry Potter. I mean, they're just selling you the book. They don't have anything to do with the writing of it. Or the tattered cover. I don't want to leave them out since they're such good people. But there's this theory out there that we have something against the military. And I kind of feel like it's time that a lot of us stand up and say, you know, this just isn't true. Stop perpetuating this rumor that we have something against the military. Stop slandering us by claiming that we have something against the military. Because we don't. It's the policy. So then you get down to this with your kids. Either your child is very, very young. Well, when I say very, very young, 10 or 11 years old. Or maybe even a teenager. And they either tell you that they want to have a career in the military, or they're enamored with the military. Like my nephew Eli is enamored with the military. He likes anything having to do with the military. Now, if they want to pursue a career in the military, what do you say to them? Do you tell them that's fine? Be all you can be, to quote the marketing phrase. Join up. Go ahead and do it. There's nothing wrong with it. Do you counsel them about the seriousness of it? Or do you tell them not to join? Now, the reason I bring this up is because here's a good example. I always get emails, and occasionally we'll get calls about this, about military recruiters going to high schools. Or the military recruiting offices are located near high schools. My point in asking this at 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 in the morning, is what's wrong with a career in the military? If that's what you're drawn to, that's what your nephew, your son, your daughter, your whoever, your brother, your sister. I mean, if that's what they're drawn to and that's what they're interested in, then what's wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with it at all. I see it as being a positive. And I really get angry. I really get kind of angry when I hear people imply that, well, we don't care about the military and that we're anti-military, when I don't think that's true. And I think the thing is that we do support the military. And beyond that, you should, as a parent or as an adult in a kid's life, you should support their ambitions. You should back them wholeheartedly. And one of the things my parents never did, I don't know about yours, but my parents never backed any of my choices. All right, how do you talk to your son, your daughter, your nephew? How do you talk to kids about the military? And is there really this anti-military feeling on the left, or is this just manufactured? 303-713-7600. Anybody want to weigh in on this? I'd love to hear what your response would be. 303-713-7600. I know it's rough on Monday morning, but hey, listen, we can all rise to the...
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
So you went out and got yourself a hot new cell phone. It's so shiny and pretty, with the latest and greatest features like music, internet, and more. But when you turned it on, it just didn't work as well as you'd hoped. That's when you realized a phone is only as good as the network it's on. And only one network is America's most reliable wireless network. Try out Verizon Wireless yourself, because now you can test drive calls, email, internet, and entertainment with our new America's Choice Premium plans. And with Verizon Wireless, you get hot, innovative phones like the fully loaded Envy by LG. You can quickly browse news and information, check out sports with ESPN MVP, mobile email with MSN Hotmail, Yahoo, or AOL, and download hundreds of basic video clips. Even get audible turn-by-turn GPS directions with VZ Navigator.
Get the Envy for $149.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation. Only at Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today or log on to VerizonWireless.com. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Network details at VZW.com.
Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Dodges and Fords and Chevys. And I mean, the list goes on and on. The matching down incentive is still out there working for you. And also, my friends, the Al Shears. I went out there and visited with Tom and Marv and saw Spanky Herrera and Colby and so many of the good folks at Rockies that just sat out there and really had a great time with them. That's what they're all about having a good time and about making buying a car a reasonable and pleasant, very pleasant experience. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos. They're the place to go. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them live and in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 6. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. How do you talk to your kids about the military and them wanting to join the military? And is there a anti-military bias on the part of the left? I'm sure there's some people out there who don't like the military, but I know a lot of people who consider themselves to be left of center who have nothing, you know, have never voiced a bad word about the military, and most of them feel the way they do about the military. They feel that it's not the military's fault, it's the leadership's fault. But what do you do when a 10, 11-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old says to you, gee, you know, I want to join the military? What do you tell them? I tell them, go ahead and do it. I mean, if that's what you want, obtain it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Elaine in Denver. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I have mixed feelings about this. I'm a daughter of a World War II Silver Star recipient.
Mm.
So I was raised a very patriotic household. I think the military is an honorable profession. Very much so. I'm very proud of my dad. And I have an 18-year-old son who, up to this point, has not expressed interest in joining the military. But at 18, I mean, he really doesn't know what he wants to do yet. I haven't encouraged him to join, but if he really wanted to join, if that was very important to him, I would support and be proud of him. I agree with your last statement. It's not the military that I have negative feelings about. It's our leadership, or quote-unquote leadership. I don't want my son with that person as a commander-in-chief. Later on, if there's another president, a different person, different leadership, that would make an entirely different situation.
So is that what you would tell him if he asked you?
He knows how I feel about it, but I wouldn't stand in his way if that's what he really wanted to do. I think young people have, unless it's something like if you want to be a drug dealer, that'd be a totally different thing. But, I mean, if it's something legal, something that's very important to them, I think their parents should try to support that, even if it's joining the military.
I sometimes debate whether we would be better off as adults if we had joined the military.
Well, I think it provides a lot of good things. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I have a friend who was a sergeant in the Marine Corps. I'm always telling him, though, you know, I would have been in the stockade. I would have been in Leavenworth within, like, about 48 hours. Like, you know, the kind of kid I was. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe it would have straightened me out.
But on the bottom line, Jay, my dad always said, you know, it always used to upset him when he would see these ads for the Army. Because it would say, be all that you can be, and he thought that was dishonest. He thought that kids should go into there with a clear mind that they know the purpose of the Army is to kill people and break things, to fight for your country. It is not to go to school. It is not to learn how to use computers. That might be a nice offshoot, but they need to know exactly what they're getting into.
Yeah, the bottom line is that's true, but the other side of it is, too, it does, you can come out of there, and a lot of people do come out of there with very, very useful skills.
Oh, that's true.
That
absolutely.
They wouldn't get anywhere else. And
that's true.
For some people, for what they want to do in life, I mean, that would be the way for them to go.
That's true. As long as they're going into it with an open eyes, I'm concerned now with the recruiters because they're feeling like kind of desperate to me, and they'll tell kids all kinds of things that may or may not be true. And I do not agree with that. I think they should be straightforward and honest into what the kid's getting into, and
do you think,
decides
to
do that.
Do you think recruiters ought to be able to go to high schools?
I think they should have the exact same rights and responsibilities as college people, which I think they have more. Because I don't think college people can chase you out into the parking lot. And I don't, if the school, I don't think they can get your cell phone number. I think if they are treated exactly the same as college recruiters, that's fine. But I don't think, to my knowledge, I don't think they are. I think they have extra perks that college recruiters don't have, and I don't think that's right.
So you'd be in favor of them being able to go, but they would just have to have guidelines.
Yes. If they're treated the same as, this is an alternative way to get into, this is an alternative thing you can do with your life, whatever. If they're treated the same as other recruiters from colleges and things, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if they still do this in high school, but do they still have career days?
Yes, they do.
Okay, where you get people from different industries and different things come out,
mm-hmm.
talk to the kids. And I remember that they would always have somebody from the military that would come, the Marine Corps.
That's fine. That's fine. But, you know, for them to, it seems to me, I'm just being quite honest, that they try to work behind the parents' back to a large extent. They have direct contact with the child. They're calling the child at home. They're telling the child, I will pick you up and we'll meet and we'll go to this function or whatever. Sometimes without even the parents' knowledge. And I don't think that's right. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think that's right either. I don't think they should work behind the parents' back. Elaine, thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for your honesty. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
I'll tell you what. I was being a Vietnam vet and having been in vets programs for 24 years at Department of Labor. You know, it's the greatest military, and we have the best fighters in the world. But the thing that really kind of irritates me, being a Vietnam vet and seeing what happened to those guys, is if you get disabled, they won't take care of you. And, I've seen so many guys denied, and this is the worst administration for taking care of the vets in 200 years.
Well, hopefully we'll change that. But what's wrong with the idea of if an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old or even an 11-year-old expresses interest in the military? What's wrong with that? Would you tell them no, don't join?
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, what we do in the military and some of the training it gets in some ways is some of the best training that there is. But the thing of it is right now with these poor guys right now is that they're being totally trashed. And that's what worries me is, I mean, you know, there's one guy fighting a fifth tour in Iraq.
Well, I go back to what I said before. I mean, I think all of us think that that's wrong, but the fault doesn't lie there with the military. The fault lies with the leadership. And
well, I agree.
A lot of us, I think, are pinning our hopes on the fact that the leadership will change and that we'll get out from underneath this. But still, you have, you know, kids who ask you questions about these things, you know, what do you tell them? And I don't think that there is this anti-military bias on the part of people who are left of center. I just don't think it exists. I think it's a manufactured talking point because I've yet to hear. I'm sure there are people on the far left who are anti-military, but Most people, I don't think, are. I think most people, their focus should be with the leadership.
You know who the best person in the world for our military was, you know, in the history of this planet, was FDR. Him and the Democrats passed some of the best legislation to take care of the World War II vets of anywhere in the world. And the Republicans fought that every step of the way, and they still won't pass anything of significance.
Well, and they're still fighting it, too. You're right. Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, they're still after FDR. Just like they're on top of John Edwards about his $400 haircut, yet they do not ever say word one about Mitt Romney, who spent, did you hear this story? Mitt Romney spent $300 plus on makeup. $300 plus on makeup. Okay, I'd rather have a $400 haircut than $300 on makeup. Do I look okay, dear? 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I bet you, Gina, you've never spent $300 on makeup, have you?
Never in my entire life.
What would $300 buy you?
I can't imagine.
Do you have the most upscale store available? Let's see, where would be the most upscale?
Neiman Marcus? Yep. I guess.
You know, we should give, and I would if I had the money, we should give a woman listener $300 to go to Neiman Marcus to buy makeup, and then we could see exactly what she could get for $300.
One little jar.
You know, I want to be Mitt contest or something.
That's
for
great.
$300, don't you think?
That would be interesting.
Maybe I'll do it and I'll put the $300 up myself. Just to see. You got to turn, the winner has to, you have to turn in $300 and like what, 50 cents? Well, it's got to be 300 plus is what you'd have to do. And if it's under $300, we don't pay for it.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we should think about that.
She gets to keep the makeup, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to keep it. Well, we'll ship it to Mitt Romney. How do I look, dear? Okay, 6:34 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, what's traffic look like this morning?
Well, we did have some issues starting the morning. We had that mudslide that had Independence Pass closed, but that's all back open now. High Country traffic looks pretty good. Police still out investigating an early morning rollover at 56 near Tower. And then we just have the normal increases really right now. Eastbound 270, south on 25 across that north end. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine with sky.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Denver, don't miss Drums Along the Rockies, returning to Invesco.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail-in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support and seeing the results. Companies like Hughes Irrigation, Computer Superheroes, plus Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Free. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms, high today 96. Looks nice out there now. Talking about the military and attitudes towards the military and what you would do if you had an 11-year-old or an 18-year-old who came to you and said they wanted to join the military and what your response would be, and this idea that people who are left of center have some kind of bad feelings against the military. 303-713-7600. So I'd like to know what you would say to somebody. Maybe it's your kids or somebody in your family about this. Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing, Jay?
Hey, man. I'm okay. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad for a Monday morning. You were talking about the fact it's perceived that the left has something against the military. I think that's mostly because most of your pacifists, most people who are pacifists, are against military, not necessarily against the military, but against military action or against anything that has to do with harming or killing someone tend to fall on the left.
Yeah, I think that's true, but I don't think that's the majority. I think that's the minority, just like there are members of the right who are truly indeed fascists and authoritarian type Nazi type people, but they're not in any way, shape, or form the majority.
Well, I agree with you there, but I think that you have the whole spectrum. You know, someone who is a pacifist is not necessarily against. Well, you know, I tend to be a pacifist. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I actually demonstrated against that war as I did against this war. But I realize the necessity of a military. But ideally, my ideal is that obviously it's an ideal that we really couldn't achieve. But my ideal is that a world without military, a world without combat. But that's obvious. But I'd like to kind of switch facts too. Ask you to comment on that, but also talking about how do you talk to your child who's growing up and expresses interest in the military. I have a set of twins who just turned 20. They had both been into military programs in high school, like young Marines
like ROTC.
Right, ROTC, yeah. And they liked those programs and they excelled. My daughter didn't have any ideas that she wanted to do that, but my son did. But he ended up not going. But his feelings about it changed once we got involved with in Iraq militarily. I did explain to him, that the main reason for the difference is to put a gun or a weapon in your hand and have you kill other people in other countries' military and like you said, to kill and destroy things. That's the main reason for the military. And he said, they do have do offer you a lot of benefits. And I said that's because they really need to get people, and also because they want to give you something for your service to your country. And as a matter of fact, he's still on the fence right now. He's out of high school, and he hasn't gone to college, but he still mentions it every once in a while.
Well, I think you need a military. I mean, I think you always will need a military, but I think that, and not to give him a campaign plug, but I believe it's true. I think Barack Obama made the one of the best statements about the military I've ever heard and about war, which is, we're not against all wars, we're just against dumb wars. And I think you have to have a military, and not having a military is foolish.
I think on a practical basis you're absolutely right. And what I was expressing was an ideal rather than the practicality.
But I think that diplomacy should always be the first thing that you should try, and this idea of preemptive strikes against countries, to me, you're just asking for trouble. And if somebody wants to join the military, and the case they make is, well, I'll get these benefits out of it, and plus they'll train me to do such and such, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I think you say to them, good, go ahead and do it.
Well, I tend to agree with you there, as long as you let them know that they're going to be training you not only for in computer engineering or whatever, but they're also going to be training you how to kill and destroy.
Yeah, or support people who do,
right,
who do kill and destroy. But everybody knows, I think, or at least they should know, that the military is designed for the country's defense and to look out after the country's best interests, but they're like anything else. They can be misused like they're being misused now.
Right, right, and I agree with you. But I think that there are a lot of people that are in the military right now who joined up before we were involved in Iraq, who joined because they you know, because they didn't think that they would see combat. They thought they were going in for training and for an opportunity to get a college education. And then when the rubber hit the road and said, here, go kill somebody, you know, they were kind of upset or kind of surprised.
Well, I think some of those folks have a right to be upset, particularly if you join the National Guard, in which your feeling was is that what you were going to end up doing was you were going to end up being active in aiding your state against wildfires, floods, and other disasters, and instead you find yourself in Baghdad in the 130-degree weather.
One more quick point, and I'm getting to my destination. I was listening to BBC this morning. They're experiencing those floods, and they're experiencing some of the same issues that we are with their army not being at home, not being able to
right.
take care of their national disasters, just like we were during Katrina and the other national disasters that we had.
Well, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that we don't have a bad wildfire season here.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say. Hey, Tom, thanks, man.
Thanks. Nice conversation, Jay.
Oh, good to talk
good
to
show.
You. See you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Don in the Roar. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to chime in on this. You know, I spend time in the service, and the thing is, Jay, when I talk to young people, I mean, I'm in my early 40s, but when I talk to young people today, it just seems like the only thing that kind of holding them back, they say, is pretty much just the way this administration has used the military, and I think that's the biggest issue right now that, you know, when young people I've talked to, I mean, I know that's not every young person, but obviously the military is a great profession, and it gives you a lot of, like, opportunity, benefit-wise, money for school, and a chance to grow and get a job skill that you might, whether or not you're going to be 20 years or whether you sign up for 4 years, the fact is when you get a job that you can probably apply that to a civilian equivalent once you get out. And me personally, I was a gun bunny, so I was in foot artillery. They didn't really have an equivalent of that. But, I mean, I believe it's always been a honorable profession to be in, and we're always going to need the military, Jay.
You know? Well, going in, now that you look back on it, did it make you a better or a worse person?
Well, you go through some misery, Jay, but that's just with anything. But the misery does, you know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So.
Right, so you came out the other side a better person, right?
I like to think I did, yeah. I still have my shortcomings, but we all do, I guess, no
sure.
matter what. You know?
But, and so, I mean, I think that's something to focus on, and I think most of us have great hope, and I believe that it'll be achieved, that we will stop the madness that we're currently locked into.
Right, right.
And so if somebody comes to you and says, well, listen, I'm thinking about a career in the military.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Why, you know, why not?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think that, again, if you're going to go in, no matter what branch it is, I think me personally, some branches might have a little bit better job-wise than some others, but if you go in, just try to get the job that you really think you want to do, not just get a job that they say you should do, because some jobs in the military, they may have a greater need than others, but I think you should get a job that, you know, look at a list of jobs when you sit down with your recruiter and find one you really like, you know, and, you know, you'll be happy with it. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't be happy. Maybe you will. And if you're not, maybe after a year or so, you can cross train into something else, as they usually do. But, I mean, I couldn't tell a person, especially when a person's, you know, college education, and that's so important, you know, that's the way to go get it. You can't say no, because college is getting more and more expensive to go to. So you at least have that avenue to want that opportunity available to you, you know. You don't want
yeah.
to shut that door.
What about military recruiters going to high schools?
Well, Jay, I mean, they've been doing that even when I was high school. I graduated in 83. But I just think that, hey, it's not going to hurt to talk to a recruiter, because, you know, when I was in high school, Jay, they start even before your senior year. I think your junior year in high school, I think you're on the list, and I think they get ready and try the recruiters from different branches or try to contact you. And, you know, I just think you meet them, you know, whether you go to their office or they come to your school, you meet them in a nice, no-pressure setting, you know, and just if you've got questions, I mean, they're the people to ask, you know.
Yeah, and you can always say no to them.
Right, right. I mean, you're not obligated to anything, and you never were obligated to anything, but it doesn't hurt to sit down and talk to them. I mean, again, you want to weigh all your options, and that's all the military is. When you're a kid coming out of high school, is an option, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think overwhelmingly most people left of center support the military, and
yeah.
and they don't think it's some kind of terrible, god-awful evil. I think there are some people who do feel that way, but
yeah.
once again, you're going to get people who with all kinds of extreme views out there, but I think most of us who are not extremists, most of us view the military for what it is. It's a necessity, and there's nothing wrong with being a part of it.
Right, and I think the majority of people in the military are very honorable type people. I mean, the sacrifices they've given. I mean, I didn't ever see combat, so I didn't really have to sacrifice as much as we see a lot of young men and women doing today. But, you know, Jay, the thing is, too, I mean, I know with the military, we, even going back to Vietnam, maybe even today, we always seem to go to the kids that are lower middle-income families, and I think that's where a lot of your military is coming from, I think, because they may not have the money for school, and I think that those families right now are the ones that really may be more democratic. And I think, again, like I said at the beginning, Jay, those are the ones that the only reason they may not really want to join the service might be just one thing, and that's maybe this administration. But God forbid, if we ever get hit again, as we saw 9/11, Jay, there were a lot of young people ready to sign up, man, to defend this country.
Yeah,
so.
Man, for a lot of kids, it's a way out of their economic situation that they're in. Don, thanks, man.
Okay,
appreciate the call.
Yeah, good talking to you. Have a good day. Thanks.
All right, you too. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. It's kind of nice. We haven't had one anti-military call in the whole hour, which I find to be really refreshing. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and let's look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jake. So far, we've got a nice, smooth ride as we get the Monday commute underway. Of course, definitely getting more traffic now southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. Eastbound 270 filling in as well, I-76 to Vasquez. Still have that wrecked tower at 56th. It's actually on 56th right near Tower. It was an earlier rollover. Police were out there investigating. Weather outlook today. Looks like we'll have a nice morning, but we'll get some scattered storms likely by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 95. Right now, it's fair in 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak of the season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Super.
Honey, were you able to get that set and grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout.
Frustrated with set and stains? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
Set and stain, shout it out with Shout Advance, SC Johnson Family Company.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Side of the bed adjusts independently, so you truly get the personalized comfort you deserve. It's like having two beds in one. It's never been a better time to learn about the Sleep Number bed because Select Comfort has taken personalized comfort to the next level by creating a new generation of Sleep Number beds, including new multi-layer comfort systems that not only feel luxurious, but help balance body temperature as you sleep. You really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So visit a Select Comfort store today and see how you can get the deep, restorative sleep you need. Select Comfort stores are all over the Front Range in tons and tons of convenient locations. So the best thing is, don't take my word for it, the best thing is just stop by and check out these beds for yourself. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Westminster Malls, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, Northfield Mall at Stapleton, and the brand-new location at 29th Street.
For those who get around town without a car, BP wants to make your day a little better, too. Say you're riding a bicycle.
At most sites, you can wheel in and air up your tires with BP's free air hose. If you're on foot, you can stop by for an ice-cold sports drink to help you rehydrate. Even if you're traveling by way of bus, skateboard, jetpack, or hang glider, we'll try to find some way to make your day a little better, too. So stop in and see how refreshing a little better can be.
It's tough to break into a career. Everybody wants to hire someone with experience.
But how can you get experience if no one will hire you?
Employers like to see that you've done the hands-on work.
In the Guard, you can get paid training in your specialty. Then go out and apply those skills in the civilian world.
I wouldn't be where I am today without the Guard. I'm serving my country, and I'm succeeding in the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the job skills you need for the career you've always wanted in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. And talking about the military and the progressive or liberal attitude towards the military, in which a lot of people on the right try to portray the picture that that many of us are anti-military, and a lot of that I think is trying to take this old myth that is hung around, or this old feeling that has hung around that dates back to the Vietnam War, and then they try to apply it now in the year 2007. Like all of our motives and the things that we want to do are all have some secret type of motivation to destroy the United States of America. When in reality, that's not true. And I still marvel at the fact that we are so polarized, we're so divided, that it's virtually impossible at times to reach across and try to get some kind of commonality going with somebody else who doesn't see things totally the way you see things. And that we don't view each other as people who disagree, we view each other as people who are the enemy. Now, how can we all be the enemy if, in reality, we're all Americans? And we all love our country. But if you listen to those folks, they'll try to claim that, no, we don't love our country. Okay, want to come to my house and fight over my American flag? Because I'm every bit as American as you are. Coming up next, religion in the workplace. Is it appropriate ever? We'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setopani.
You don't think a lot about baseball during times like this.
Terrible time for the Texas League Tulsa Drillers. Their first base coach, Mike Coolball, was killed last night when he took a hard line drive to the head. Team president, Chuck Lamps.
There's still a lot of shock, and I'm sure a lot of dealing with it, so to speak, has not really begun.
KOTV's Karina Sun says the 35-year-old former major leaguer was rushed to a hospital in North Little Rock, Arkansas, but it was just too late.
He was still alive when he was put into the ambulance, but stopped breathing as it arrived at the hospital. They tried to resuscitate him, but couldn't, and he died late last night.
It's a big battle for Western wildfire fighters. Flames over 900 square miles of land.
Two large wildfires joined forces along the Nevada-Idaho line to form one huge and so far unstoppable fire, devouring grass and brush. Helped by super dry fuels and triple-digit temperatures, the blaze is moving rapidly and not easily fought. Mandatory evacuation remain in effect for two small towns. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Nature hasn't been kind to South Central Texas.
It's hard to look at when you walk in that kitchen and where I cook and you see everything upside down and all that mud.
All that mud from flooding in DeHaenas, Texas. More mud from heavy rain in Alpine, Colorado.
I couldn't believe the size of the boulders come down. And you could hear them in the water, just rolling and tumbling in the water.
Democrats in Congress are working on a bill to help workers hurt by foreign competition. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Frank, we're talking about federal aid for those Americans most affected by the global economy, workers whose jobs have moved offshore.
The general programs that we have in the United States, unemployment insurance and those kinds of things, are not working.
Howard Rosen, nonprofit's Trade Adjustment Assistance Coalition.
And so what we need to do is expand assistance to these workers.
Senate bill being introduced today does just that, for the first time making computer programmers and call center staffers eligible for a generous package of income, health, and retraining benefits. Frank?
It's the hottest trend in remedial education, online summer school courses. Teenagers say it lets them catch up without missing work or camp. Parents say it works. In Falmouth, Maine, Carol Mearshart's 16-year-old daughter is going to summer school without leaving home.
She's in control. She's engaged. What she's done is been able to set up an entire environment for what works best for her learning style.
Critical contract talks with Chrysler officially began last Friday. In a few hours, the UAW opens formal negotiations with GM and Ford. His alleged involvement in an underworld point-shaving scandal may be the least of NBA referee Tim Donaghy's worries. The New York Post, which broke the story, says Donaghy is asking for police protection after getting death threats. Here in New York last night, the police arrested hip-hop stars Lil Wayne and Ja Rule in separate weapons incidents. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
Will you love me when I turn 6?
Of course I will love you when you're 6.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It could take weeks to clean up all the damage from those massive mudslides in Chaffee County over the weekend. The county fire chief says the mudslides damaged scores of homes, forced the evacuation of 150 people from the area around Alpine.
I've come out to Alpine for the last 40 years.
And we've never, ever seen anything like this at all before.
Nobody got hurt, but some houses had several feet of mud in driveways and living rooms. Meanwhile, a mudslide in Lake County closed Colorado 82 over Independence Pass last night. No word on when that road will be reopened. Workers say supervisors at a Swift & Company meatpacking plant in Nebraska have fired or harassed dozens of Somali Muslim employees for trying to pray at sunset. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has drafted a complaint to be filed with the feds. And a pipeline that'll take Rocky Mountain natural gas to eager customers in the Midwest and the East could mean higher heating bills for those of us here in Colorado. For years, a surplus of gas in the Rockies and not enough pipelines to ship it elsewhere have kept regional prices lower than most other parts of the country, simply due to supply and demand. Well, that's going to change once the $4.5 billion pipeline from western Colorado to Ohio is completed. In a couple of years, Xcel Energy says we consumers should be ready for a big hike in our natural gas bills. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, that crash we had cleared off eastbound I-70 at Vasquez pretty quickly. You'll still find that stretch a little sluggish back to I-25. Same for eastbound 270 across Commerce City, and you'll run into the usual stack southbound 25 at 120th. Now, that congestion stays with you down to the Boulder Turnpike, and then again into downtown from I-70 to Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, beautiful morning with lots of sunshine. Scattered storms likely this afternoon. High of 95 expected. Right now it's fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12,900. Great SUV with super gas mileage at an unbelievable price. Get your 05 Escape today for just $12,900. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 at Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's Monday morning, and it's nice to have you along. Thunderstorms and a high today of 96. All right. I'm trying to figure out if I really want to go here or not. Because I have several questions. Regarding this, and John M. had this story at the top of the hour. Supervisors at a meatpacking plant have fired or harassed dozens of Somali Muslim employees for trying to pray, allegedly violating civil rights laws, the workers and their advocates say. The 5 to 10 minute prayer known as Maghrib, or Maghrib. Must be done within a 45-minute window around sunset, according to Muslim rules. The workers at the Swift & Company plant in Grand Island say they quit or were fired for verbally being harassed over the issue. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has drafted a complaint to be filed with the Federal Equal Employment Commission. The petition compiles testimony from at least 44 workers who had planned to sign the complaint. During a meeting on Sunday, the signing was changed to a later date because of a logistical problem. And Jamid Muhammad, 28, said he was fired in June for leaving a production line to pray. Supervisors would not allow him to do it, he said. Some of them took the prayer mat from me. They started shouting. They started telling me to stop it. And one of them grabbed me by the collar of my shirt. I was crying at this time while this was happening to me. And when I finished, I told them while they were doing what they were doing to me, while they were doing it, I was in the middle of prayer. Mohammed said he was then called to the office where a supervisor fired him. Mohammed Rage, chairman of the Omaha Somali American Community Organization, said Swift had fired at least 10 workers for praying since May. And Donald Seltzer, an attorney for the Greeley-based Colorado Swift, said only 3 Somali workers were fired for reasons that it didn't divulge, and that it was walking off the line without permission, not for praying. Unscheduled breaks can force unplanned shutdowns in lines. That is a significant number of employees, and there is not much of a way to accommodate that consistent with the line of production. Here's what I wonder. Whether it's Islam, whether it's Christianity, whether it's Judaism, whatever it is religion viable in the workplace? Is prayer viable in the workplace? Do you really think that this is viable? In other words, I'm not for the harassment of anybody because of any religious beliefs that they may have, but I always felt, and I've always felt, that you leave that stuff at the door. That you don't bring it in the workplace. Now, I'm not so sure how strict or stringent you want to be about this. In other words, if somebody wears a T-shirt that says Allah is God or Jesus is my Savior, or a T-shirt with a biblical saying on it, okay, is that inappropriate in the workplace? But I've always felt that proselytizing in the workplace is inappropriate. And I've always felt that prayer in the workplace is inappropriate. What are you saying, John? You want me to say that on the air?
Sure.
Yeah, John says he's seen a few people pray around here. Out in the open?
Out in the open. It doesn't bother me.
What, bow their head and pray?
Yep, before they eat lunch.
Well, I don't know.
It's not, you know, yeah, it just doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that would be that would be something right there. I mean, would that be? I wonder. That doesn't bother you. I wonder if it makes anybody else out there uncomfortable to see people do that. Isn't it best, though, to just kind of leave that stuff out of the workplace? Not drag it into your place of employment? Whether it's going to the lunchroom and praying, or on a prayer rug, or proselytizing. I wonder about that.
I mean, I understand this with this story, Jay. You know, they wanted. I guess they'd have to take a 45-minute break to make the prayer. And is that on top of their lunch break? I mean, maybe they'd give away their lunch break and use that for their prayer break instead. I don't care.
Well, but where do they go to pray? Do they go outside the building, or do they do it in the building in front of other employees?
I imagine they do it somewhere else. It didn't. In the story, I don't think it said they were doing it inside the meat packing plant.
And you see the problem with this? The problem with this is just raising this question makes you immediately, oh, there he goes again. He's
anti-religious.
Yeah, he's hostile to religion. And I'm not hostile to religion. But I figure we all got to get along, and you're at the workplace. You're not at home. You're not, you know, in Wash Park. You're in the workplace. Chill that out in the workplace. I don't care what religion you are. And I don't mind admitting that stuff bothers me. I don't really want to see that. But it's hard to be able to say that and then have people say to you, well, you're not hostile. You are hostile about religion. When I'm not hostile about religion, I'm just unsure about religion.
We work in a pretty crazy environment, so, you know, where these folks, where I've seen them praying a couple times, you know, they're in the middle of a place that's pretty crazy, and I wouldn't be surprised if you heard an F-bomb being thrown out as, you know, as they're doing their prayer. So, I don't know, but I it's not like they're forcing it on us, and they're just saying a little prayer before they eat their meal.
No, I just question the idea of doing that kind of stuff at the workplace. I just kind of question that. I kind of question if that's something that's appropriate for the workplace, or if religion and politics and those things ought to be left at the door. And not brought into the workplace. Like, we were having a discussion once. I'm not going to go into too much of this, but we were having a discussion once here about a subject having to do with broadcasting, with radio, and a talk show host who will remain nameless interjected politics into it. And it was like, come on. Enough. I mean, you're not on the air, and I don't think that this is a political discussion. I think that this is a procedural discussion by management, and I objected and ended up getting into it with this guy. And I really feel that there are just some things that you just leave at the door and you just don't bring in to your workplace, yet everybody does it to a certain degree. But answer me truthfully, would you want to be proselytized to on the job? Or do you think that your coworkers should be given time out to pray? Is religion and prayer, is it appropriate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in any kind of an environment? Or is it only appropriate in some environments? And one of the environments that it wouldn't be appropriate would be the workplace. Because really, do I really need, or do you really need to know someone's religion when you work with them? Do you need to know that? No, you just need to get along with them and be able to work with them. Right? Or do we take this a step further? So, have the Muslims got a case? The Somali Muslims here in Nebraska? Or does the Swift and Company packing plant have a case? I think the Swift and Company packing plant is right. I hate to side with them, but I think they're right, and I think you should check religion at the door. And I don't care what your religion is. Just don't bring it to the workplace. Now, maybe you think I'm wrong. And if you do, I'd love to hear your arguments against it. And also, if you think I'm right, I'd love to hear from you as well. 303-713-7600. 303.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Command or her command. That means that he or she's thinking about it, trying to decide whether or not to obey. Now, I've never seen Coco and Jackson, our Minpin and Walsh Corgi, ever blink and think about obeying something. They just look at you like, are you nuts? That's the kind of look we get. You know, Mary and I took the Purina One Challenge a long time ago, back when our dogs were puppies. As a matter of fact, we used Purina back before we had Coco and Jackson, because our dogs always get all kinds of comments about how healthy they look, their skin, their coat, their eyes, their teeth, their energy level. So if you're skeptical about giving Purina One a try with your pet, not sure what to expect, how about a healthy energy level, healthy skin, coat, clean teeth, healthy gums? It's true. A change in pet food can mean healthy changes in your pet. So for those of you that have not yet made the switch to Purina One, I got a great offer for you. Just call 1-888-620-PETS. That's 1-888-620-PETS to receive a Purina One challenge kit that includes a money-back guarantee. That's right. Purina One is so confident in their products, they are offering a full refund for your purchase if you are not satisfied. So for all you first-time callers, pick up the phone and call 1-888-620-PETS and do it today. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right, they just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. It's called the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System by John Commuta. Call today for a free tape revealing the power of this proven system.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. Our system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
You can do the same, guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. This system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape, 1-800-400-3814. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-3814. 1-800-400-3814.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Capstone Investment Financial Group, Icon LASIK Center, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman program, Johan Hari is here about neocons on a cruise. What conservatives say when they think we aren't listening. He knows. He was there. It's an amazing story. Matthew Rothschild here on his new book, You Have No Rights, Stories of America in a Repressive Age. And Terry O'Sullivan on labor issues of the week. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Muslim workers in Nebraska allege harassment Supervisors at a meatpacking plant have fired or harassed dozens of Somali Muslim employees for trying to pray, violating their civil rights, according to workers and their advocates. And I wonder if you agree with that. It's 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, because I don't. Because I don't think religion ought to be in the workplace. And that doesn't mean I'm hostile towards religion. It's just the way I feel. I mean, you just chuck that stuff at the door. And it's inappropriate to get into it in the workplace. But maybe you disagree with me. 303-713-7600, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High today, 96. Here's Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm on my way to chemotherapy, so I could be better.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, thank you. I'm treatment 14 out of 16, so but it's getting better. So.
Yeah, man. You'll make
thank,
it.
Thank you. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think religion should be checked in at the door. But if they are going to make, I mean, it's going to start a ripple effect that they're going to have to start accommodating everybody for their, you know, whatever they perceive as part of their religion, that these companies are going to have to start making concessions for everybody. And if they want to take the unpaid time, the extra time to pray, and they have coverage for their for the job they're there getting paid to do, I think that's fine. I don't think the company should necessarily, well, of course, it shouldn't pay them for that extra time that they're using to pray.
How about praying on the grounds, though? Praying inside the building.
I don't have a problem with that because, you know, I think that people, you know, I don't necessarily think that you, it should be such an elaborate thing that you have to, you know, set down a rug. Everybody prays differently, but if you, just pray silently, you know, you can do that anywhere. You don't
aren't,
have to.
But aren't there some places where religion is just not appropriate? Or is religion appropriate every place?
To an extent, when it starts to interfere with the job you're there to do, then it becomes an issue.
See, I don't think it's appropriate in the workplace.
Yeah, I don't want to go to work to be proselytized to or have it, you know, pushed in my face.
And how far does an employer go to accommodate, you know, the point you brought up, how far does an employer go to accommodate everybody's belief system?
Well, I think a lot of times they say reasonable accommodations. And if it's reasonable, then it's not accommodated.
Well, yeah, except there are some people out there who are going to have unreasonable demands. So what do? You accommodate them?
I don't think so. They're not obligated to, so I think you're right.
Like, I'm Jewish. I only want kosher food served in the company cafeteria.
Yeah, I think they would say that would be an unreasonable cost-to-benefit ratio.
I'm Muslim. No pork. So
yeah.
That would be an example, right?
Exactly.
So should an employer go along with that?
No.
Yeah, see, I don't think so either. I just don't think there's any place in the job for any kind of religion. I really don't.
No.
You're not there. We're not here. We're not at work to get into all this stuff about religion. We're at work to work.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's not. And by the way, if they want to take time out to pray, then what about everybody else? What time do they get? How far do we take that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's again, it just starts a ripple effect, and everybody starts making demands.
Yeah. You know what? Bang. Then we take it too far. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Simeon in Denver. Simeon, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, man. How are you?
Pretty good. And I normally agree with you on a lot of different points, but on this one I would have to disagree. Just to the extent that I think religion should be tolerated in the workplace. As far as companies changing rules to accommodate people, obviously it's unreasonable, like the last caller said, but I would say that, you know, if I want to pray, right, you know, at lunch or something to that effect, I think it should be definitely tolerated. I think if I and another person may want to have a conversation that deals with religion, I think that should be tolerated as long as our conversation or our actions don't infringe upon someone else's human rights or civil rights at the time, right? I think everybody should be respectful, right? Some people
well,
are Christian.
How far do you take that? How far would you go with that? For instance, if you've got Jewish employees
right.
and they want the company cafeteria or the place that dispenses food, they want it to keep kosher because of their religious beliefs. Do you accommodate that?
Well, you can't, right? You won't. You should not, actually, because you have other religions there as well. Everyone has to be respectful of other people's religions, and they know that they can't impact the working environment to an extent where other people are now having to conform to one individual religion. You see?
Well, yeah, but if you have people of multiple religions,
exactly,
and they all, you know, they all demand something here. I mean,
well,
how far does the employer go? I mean, I'm not saying that the employer should be able to turn around and not hire somebody because they're Christian or Muslim or Jewish or whatever, but this whole idea of injecting religion into the workplace. Are there some places in our daily lives where religion is not, you know, is just inappropriate?
I would say no. I would think it's always appropriate, but I would think that it's maybe inappropriate to bring it out if you know you're going to offend someone or start an argument, something to that effect. If it's going to cause a problem and negativity, where people start arguing, people start being indifferent, I would say that's inappropriate. I would say that the effect of you bringing it up would be the negative there. You know, because when you have a person, you have an employee, you know, you understand that they may have a religion, you know. They may have a way of life, something that's even deeper than religion, spirituality. That person can't just take it on and, you know, put it on and take it off. It's not a hobby, if you will. Right, I can come into work and not talk about video games, you know, maybe because, but then, you know, that's a hobby, right?
Yeah, but there are some places, though, that there are some environments where some things are appropriate and some environments where other things are not appropriate. Nobody's asking you to lose your religion. Nobody's talking about any of that kind of stuff. All I'm talking about is just leaving it out of the workplace. That's all I'm talking about. I mean, I just don't think that, like, okay, all right, for one, I just take myself. And I wonder how many other people out there feel the same way I do. I don't want to see somebody sit there and pray at work. I'm not, you know, I really don't.
Does it offend you?
Yeah, it does, kind of. Yeah, it does. Yeah, because I don't want to have to deal with that at work. I'm not at work. I'm not at work so people can practice their religion. I'm at work because I have to be at work to earn a living, and there's plenty of other times to be able to do that.
But you would want to be tolerant of that person there, your coworker. You respect them. Our country was based on freedom of religion. Right, where all religions could.
Yeah, but you don't have First Amendment rights inside the workplace. Just like you don't have free speech, either. You can't say anything you want to say in the workplace.
And I would tend to agree with you on that, right? I would tend to agree with you there, definitely. That's why I use the word tolerance, right? Because it's not like you have the right, right? It's not like it's all of a sudden, you know, your coworkers and your employer should just allow every single religion or religious fact or rule that you have to be instilled into their program or their process, right? But there should be a tolerance, I would say. I would call it a tolerance, right? I'm not Muslim, right? I'm Christian, but I can tolerate someone else saying a Muslim prayer at a certain time. Now, not speaking directly to that other issue because that's an assembly line, you know, type of issue there, and I'm not really sure of all the particulars that go into that. But just saying in general, if I'm sitting at a desk and he's sitting at a desk and he has to pray, I think I would be tolerant, definitely. Buddhist, Muslim, Jew, it would all be fine for me.
Well, what happens if you're agnostic or atheist?
I think it should be fine for it's not them, but I think it should be fine for them too. I mean, if someone doesn't believe in God or and they want to make that statement, I would welcome that. I have friends who don't believe necessarily in
so
God.
So would it be okay for me to say to a coworker, excuse me, could you stop that? I don't believe in God.
Well, I would.
And should that person be tolerant of my views?
Well, see, then now here we have now there's the issue, right? That's not going to be, that's not something I would say. If I was agnostic, I may not want to pray with him. I don't think the person should stop praying because someone else doesn't believe in God. I mean, I don't think that at all. I think that the person who doesn't believe in God should be tolerant of it. Now,
yeah, well, you know, maybe I'm just a sick human being. Maybe but you know what, man, I don't want to see that at work. And Sometimes I feel like I just, you know, it's like you can't catch a break any place you turn.
What if I was Jewish?
Well, what if you were?
Someone was Muslim or Christian, and they were praying. As a Jew, if I'm Jewish, I shouldn't go to that individual and say, you need to stop praying to Allah or to Christ and pray to Hashem. You know,
That's not what I'm talking about. Simeon, I gotta go get some traffic, man. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, definitely.
All right, take care, man. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. Maybe I'm the only one who feels that there shouldn't be any religion in the workplace. I just don't think there should be. What happens if you're agnostic or an atheist? What about your feelings? They don't get honored because you're in the minority? All right, let's check traffic now with Gina. Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Eastbound I-76 at Federal, we had a stalled truck there that was causing a snag, so you need to watch out for it. Otherwise, still collision-free commute for the most part, just very busy traffic now. Southbound 25, Thornton North Glen, again, as you get into downtown. Southbound 225 is packed now between Parker and I-25 if you're headed for the Tech Center. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine with scattered storms likely again this afternoon. We're going to get a high of 95. Tonight, clear skies, 63, and currently fair skies, 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak of the season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Super.
This is what I use to help me lose the weight. What? This. NanoSlim, that little blue micro tablet, the smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before you.
Coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right, they just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. It's called the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System by John Commuta. Call today for a free tape revealing the power of this proven system.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. Our system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
You can do the same, guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. This system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape, 1-800-400-3814. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-3814. 1-800-400-3814.
I just peeked in your medicine cabinet.
Excuse me?
Yeah, wow.
I can explain.
How do you explain all those different pain relievers?
Oh, that. Well, I have one for headaches. I got another one when I hurt my back. And...
Stop. It's time to go all Advil. Advil is the every pain reliever.
Isn't there
something that's stronger or lasts longer? No.
So it'll work when my legs are sore from chasing down snoopers.
I suppose. Shouldn't you be all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Morning. It's 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. Jay Marvin here. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about the Muslim workers in Nebraska who filed a suit alleging harassment against the Swift meatpacking company because they claim that they will not allow them to pray at work. But I maintain, I'm on the company's side. I maintain that work is not the place to do this kind of stuff. Here's Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Jay, how are you?
Okay.
What? I listened to this conversation, and it's just another example of a bedwetting liberal argument.
Oh, you mean?
If somebody wants to create work, who cares, man?
Hang on a second. So let me see. Siding with the Swift Meatpacking Company, which is business, in your mind would be the same as a bedwetting liberal complaint when most people, like yourself, who sit on the right, usually categorize most of us who are just a little bit or any degree of left of center as being anti-business. Now you're turning it around and saying it's exactly the opposite. Well, wait a minute. Jeff, which one is it? Are we anti-business or are we...
Jay, it has nothing to do with whether or not you support or don't support the corporation. It's the question of prayer and the work parade.
Well, then what do you think it has to do with it?
I mean, who cares? My point is, as long as somebody isn't impinging on your own rights and asking you or forcing you to participate, then what possible effect does it have on you? And this is why I say bedwetting liberals.
You know what, Jeff? If you can't stop with the name calling and if you can't stop with trying to take an issue and make it a partisan issue when it's not a partisan issue, and if you don't grow up, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to move on to somebody else. Because this is a total and complete waste of time hearing somebody saying, I mean, do you hear me saying those kind of things about conservatives? And I haven't said those things about conservatives, and I haven't said those things about people on the right. And why do you feel compelled that you have to say it? Because you disagree with what I'm saying? Because you fail to see the fact that if I don't believe in God or that I'm an agnostic or an atheist, that I don't have any rights in the workplace, or that I feel like the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States does not apply in the workplace, you think that that is a quote, the best you can come up with is that it's a bedwetting liberal argument? Come on. I mean, what? Do you read?
Okay, what?
Do you have any intelligence level? What are you, like, what do you have, the intelligence level of a small chihuahua?
Jay, if you're agnostic, I mean, I'm just saying hypothetically, and there's somebody in the office next to you that's praying, tell me how that's offensive to you.
All I have to do is raise my hand and say, I'm uncomfortable with that. By the way, I'm interested to know, what is an agnostic in your opinion?
An atheist? Somebody that doesn't believe
in any
kind of religion?
No, see, there's an example right there. That's not what an agnostic is. An atheist is one thing. An agnostic is totally something else. Do you own a dictionary?
J, day trying to argue with me on syntax.
It is the point because you fundamentally do not understand.
Stay on course, Jay. Let's talk about the issue.
Yeah, let's stay on course. But you know what? I really want to talk to somebody who knows what the course is, not somebody who the best they can grab for
you. You're a bedwetting liberal.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're a dumbass Nazi. How about that? Now we're even. Let's go to Kristen in Arvada. Kristen, you're on AM 760. Christina, go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I work in the healthcare industry, and believe it or not, religion comes into play a lot. I'll tell you right now that there's a state law that states that any pharmacist can actually refuse to distribute birth control, even if they have a prescription and everything, due to their religious preference. So that affects people on a regular basis. If you go to the wrong pharmacist, you can't actually get total patient care. Same thing with hospitals. Most of our hospitals have some sort of religious base to them. You know, there's Catholic hospitals, you know, Saint anything is going to have some sort of Catholic background on a normal basis. They don't provide any total patient care when it comes to, they don't do tubal ligations, they don't do vasectomies, they won't prescribe birth control, they won't do emergency contraception like Plan B or anything like that. So, I mean, it goes both ways, that the work can actually impede their religious views onto the workers as well as the other way around.
Yeah, I don't think a pharmacist should be able to do that. I don't think a pharmacist should be able to deny somebody care based on their religious beliefs.
I totally agree with you.
We'd be better off leaving. But, you know, if a Catholic hospital, if a Catholic hospital wants to practice according to their religion and they're not taking taxpayer funds, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
I have problems, though, with when they enter into the public arena or going to a pharmacist and the pharmacist says, and he might be the only pharmacist in town or she might be, or there may be two of them.
Right.
And they say, well, no, you know, we can't give you, you know, we won't give you Plan B.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I think that's a decision that's based on the company that owns the pharmacy. Not a decision based on the employee's individual religious beliefs, and that they ought to check their religious beliefs at the door.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree. And see, for me, I have to check my beliefs at the door because I'm much more for total patient care. I believe in birth control, I think, is one of the things that, you know, I mean, it makes the world go round and it keeps it smaller. So it's hard for me to work for a hospital that doesn't provide those services. And I actually didn't know that until I had already started working for the company. And so it's very difficult for me to actually be able to check my beliefs because I'm a fellow agnost right here.
The last guy had no clue what the difference between us and atheists are.
I'm right there with you. I totally understand. So it's just really difficult to be able to actually check those feelings at the door when, you know, and I understand that it's hard to check religious feelings at the door when you walk into an institution, you know, and depending on what kind of things you do. But then again, I don't think that anybody who has really strong Catholic beliefs, you know, would work for an abortion clinic. You know, I mean, it's against their meanings. But if you don't want to provide birth control to people and it's a pill and you're a pharmacist, you need to get over it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be able to provide full patient care for your patients and be able to describe what, you know, what birth control pills do and how to take them correctly and how to take them safely and things like that. I mean, it's general patient care. How is that so difficult? Now, if it comes down to the time issue, like you don't want somebody taking time out of their work day in order to pray, you know, if you have a Muslim, they need to, you know, at sunset or whatever, I'm totally against having smoke breaks. You know, I work in a hospital, and if you are a smoker, you get breaks because you need to go out and smoke your cigarette every 2 hours. But I'm not a smoker, so I don't get to do that. I don't get to go outside every 2 hours.
Well, that's not right. I mean, you should be able to get a break, too, to do whatever you want to do.
I'll interject. I'm a smoker. You can go out and take a break. Federal law requires if you work 4 hours, you can take a 15-minute break. You can do whatever you want on that break.
I would totally agree. But not under.
The
ER, it's one of those things where it's like, I need to go have a cigarette, and it's like, all right, and they're like, can you keep an eye on my patients? Sure. Okay, I need to go out for a breath of fresh air. Can you keep an eye on my patients?
No.
It doesn't work.
And it's not under 4 hours. That's exactly, you know, under four
That's
hours,
true.
You're in trouble.
Oh,
Christina,
yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No
great, great call.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks.
Bye.
7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's this email from Dan. It does not affect a righty for someone to pray, but gays getting married is a threat. What's the difference? Yeah, well, good point. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up. 303-713-7600, and let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still have this stalled crane truck right shoulder eastbound I-76 near Federal. Also have a couple of wrecks off the highway. Colorado northbound at Colfax. Two vehicles there. And southbound Broadway. Watch out for that one right at I-25. Otherwise, just a busy ride now as we're definitely into the peak of the commute. Weather outlook today. Expect a nice morning, but we're going to get some afternoon scattered thunderstorms. High of 95. Right now, it's fair and 70 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Marvel at the new Cirque-style show by Lamos.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
Didn't say me on the radio, Ziggy, but I did, Isaac.
They're just great folks out there, and a huge selection. They've got crossfires. They've got all kinds of stuff out there. You really got to go see to believe, or check it out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. And, yeah, they want to make money, but they want to make money the right way. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time. And you get out there a little close to 9, they'll take care of you, and things will be fine. Rockies Autos, can't say enough about them. It just sent a ton of people out there who have had great experiences. So if you're looking for an automobile, keep in mind Rockies Autos. Don't take the depreciation of a new car, because you drive that off the lot, it depreciates. Let somebody else handle that pain, and you pick up the savings at Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fifty-four minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've never been one to hide things, and maybe I talk about things too much, but. I've often talked on this program about my 11-year-old nephew. And Mary, God bless her, this is the kind of thing she would do. She would not call me while I'm on the air to tell me something. But Eli's father, who has been bravely fighting cancer, for, I don't know, John, what, the better part of a couple of years now, has died. So, I would look probably for somebody to be in here for me. Probably in the next couple of days, because I would assume that Mary and I would leave for Mississippi. And I think if you ever had a parent pass, and you know you're 11 years old. So, pretty rough. So we're all going to, the entire family, we're going to need to pitch in and help them. And how do you go to an 11-year-old and explain to them why God's done this? Or why, why he has to lose his father at 11 years of age. I mean, these are questions that are sure going to be asked, and that I'm not prepared to answer because I don't know what those answers are. And that's what I was trying to say to Jeff, that there is a difference between an agnostic and an atheist. I'm just not sure God exists.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Would you pocket government money you're not entitled to?
It surely is unethical and immoral.
A government report is raising questions about the way the Department of Agriculture spends tax dollars. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, what's the issue here?
The department has given more than $1 billion to dead farmers or their estates or companies without routinely checking if the payments are proper, Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
The people that are supposed to be enforcing the law ought to be smart enough to check records with the Social Security Administration.
Not that simple, replies the department's John Johnson.
People pass away in the course of doing business on a regular basis. Those estates can be kept open for a wide range of reasons, disputes within the family over other inheritance issues or business interests.
But all field offices have been ordered to do eligibility reviews. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Hot shots on the fire lines in Idaho and Nevada are in for a challenging day.
Two large wildfires joined forces along the Nevada-Idaho line to form one huge and so far unstoppable fire, devouring grass and brush. Helped by super dry fuels and triple-digit temperatures, the blaze is moving rapidly and not easily fought. Mandatory evacuations remain in effect for two small towns. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Western firefighters could use some of the rain that swamped parts of Texas over the weekend. CBS's Hari Srinivasan says flooding from the deluge is hitting hard in Dehanus, Texas.
When a small business in this town has to stay closed for a couple of weeks, the employees aren't getting paychecks, the vendors aren't getting paychecks, the owner isn't drawing any money, so it really causes a hardship beyond what you just see.
Heavy rain triggered a mudslide in Alpine, Colorado.
Rivers of mud and boulders and trees and just everything rushing down.
Foul weather is taking a toll on the other side of the Atlantic as well.
Hundreds of thousands of people don't have drinking water. Thousands have no electricity. Homes and cars are underwater. England's biggest rivers are overflowing, turning towns into islands, fields into lakes. Prime Minister Gordon Brown blames climate change and promises action.
We will have to, as I've said, invest more in coastal defenses, flood defenses.
So far, people have been cooperative and calm, but also reports of looting and fights over bottled water in supermarkets. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
This is different.
What do they foresee as the future for the Iraqi people? Should the U.S. pull out?
That voter posted a question on YouTube tonight. It could be posed to Democratic presidential hopefuls taking part in a candidates' debate in Charleston, South Carolina. The president of the AA Tulsa Drillers of the Texas League calls the death of Mike Coolbaugh a tragedy for all of baseball. Coolbaugh was coaching first base last night in a game in Little Rock when a hard foul ball hit him in the head. He died on the way to the hospital. He was 35. Underway now, contract talks. GM, the UAW, sits down with Ford later in the day. In early trading, the Dow is ahead 80 points. NASDAQ's up 8. This is CBS News.
Nauman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
But is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Ever run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selections vary by location. See store for details.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It could take weeks to clean up the mess from those massive mudslides in Chaffee County. Damaged scores of homes forced the evacuation of over 100 people from the area around Alpine.
Crews that are up there saying that there is just a lot of mud, and they've been working hard to remove it.
Fortunately, nobody got hurt. Meanwhile, a mudslide in Lake County closed Colorado 82 over Independence Pass last night. No word on a reopening. Two western slope wildfires thought to have been started by lightning Saturday now fully contained, but the Bureau of Land Management says the fire danger is still high.
Both these fires show just how rapidly fire can spread out here. You know, we've been getting a little bit of rain, but it's right now it's just not enough, and conditions are still very extreme out here, and we're really urging people to be careful.
Currently, the U.S. Forest Service fire maps show the danger in Colorado the highest along the northern border, especially the northwestern corner of the state. And they may be among the world's smallest dogs, but that doesn't stop Chihuahuas from being fiercely loyal. Asked Monty Long of Masonville, he was playing with his one-year-old grandkid when a rattlesnake slithered up to the boy. The five-pound Fido jumped in front of the kid, took the bites. Fortunately, both dog and boy doing fine. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With some troubles for I-76, we have a crash westbound right near Federal, and then we did have delays on the eastbound side. That was due to a stalled crane truck on the right shoulder in that same area, so just watch out through there. Of course, we do have eastbound 6 loaded up, as usual, Sheridan toward I-25. Same for eastbound C-470 across Highlands Ranch. And wreck still working off the highway, a brand new one, 56th at Pena. Watch out for it. It's a rollover. Another one southbound Broadway at I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine followed by scattered storms again this afternoon. High of 95. Currently it's fair and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's early. You're hungry, right? Drive into Sonic for a supersonic breakfast burrito that's literally stuffed with everything that's good for breakfast. Eggs, sausage, jalapenos, tots, onions, tomatoes. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, no, 7 minutes after 8 AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. And, well, I'm not sure what to say now. Hard when you have a death in the family, and it's also hard when you have to deal with an 11-year-old child around this, who, by the way, picked the phone up and called his Aunt Mary and told her that his father had died. So I would look for somebody to be in here for the next couple of days. I imagine, because we're very, very close to our nephew, and he's going to need us. I don't know what else to do. At this point, the Democratic debates are tonight. The YouTube debates on CNN. Maybe what I'll do is I'll just throw open the phones. So we can talk about anything you want to talk about, because I don't know what to. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to. I don't know. I've never had this happen to me, really. Maybe I should ask you that question. Maybe I should ask you. I mean, how do you talk to an 11-year-old about this? What do you say to them? How do you make them feel better? I don't know what the answer to that is. I know we're going to have to do it. I just don't know what we're going to say. But we can talk about anything. 303-713-7600. Very uncharacteristic of us to do this on a Monday morning. But I don't know. You know. It seems like, I mean, to me, it just seems like everything else that's laying here just seems to pale in comparison. And I know that that's a self-centered viewpoint on my part. But it does. And we've been knowing that this has been going on for a long time. And when we went on this last vacation in August, we were uncomfortable in going because we didn't know what would happen. Yeah, you know, there are a couple of things in life I really don't understand that I'm supposed to understand, I guess. And two things I don't understand. This is going to sound really weird, but there's two things I just don't understand. I don't understand why it is we cannot invent some kind of synthetic replacement for crude oil with all of our knowledge. And then the other thing I don't understand is why, with all of our knowledge, that we can't cure cancer. Is it because we're not focused on it? How come no politician, no leader, no president, either party, would stand up and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cure cancer by 2010. But you never hear that. And what this boils down to is something that I really think is out there amongst the American public, and that is that they really would like somebody to come forward who's decent, and also somebody to come forward who shows some leadership on some of these issues. And I could be smart. I may not be smart enough to know the answers to these things. I mean, I may not. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know. I just don't understand. This has been around forever and a day. I think we all know somebody, don't we? Who's died from this? And I was driving to work this morning thinking, why don't we have some kind of an answer to this? It just seems like we can do all these fantastic things, but there are some things we just don't get done, or we can't do, and we've made progress, there's no question, but we haven't stopped it. So I guess that's the question I'm asking. That, along with the idea of how do you sit down with an 11-year-old kid and try to talk to him about this. The most heartbreaking thing to hear from him was that his dad was going to live. And why was his dad going to live? His dad was going to live because he was praying every second of the day, and God answers prayers. And I remember saying to Mary, well, I hope he's right. But I always have my doubts. His father was only 42 years old. That also makes me feel like there's no tomorrow. Do you know what I mean when I say that? That there's no tomorrow? Like, in other words, everything is for tomorrow. But there are no guarantees in life. There's no guarantees that there's going to be a tomorrow. So, do we live life for today? Or do we pin all our hopes on tomorrow? All right. I know it's not our regular programming, and I'm sorry about this, but I just don't know. I don't know what else to talk about. Let me go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Did your nephew actually make the call himself about his father?
Yeah.
That's staggering, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
He's a brave little boy.
Well, he's very smart. He's very intelligent.
I couldn't do that. I'd be crying, and I mean, I could be to the point I couldn't stand up straight.
Well, I think he was crying, but I think that, you know, his relationship with Mary is really, 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 really important.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think his relationship with me is pretty important, too. And I think he just wanted to tell her what had happened.
Well, you know, I really do think, and obviously I've never met him, but to have your father die and to have the strength to call people and tell them in person, I think he's a special kid. I really do. That takes some real strength and bravery.
Yeah, he is a special kid. He's always been a special kid.
They all are, aren't they? Especially when they're related. Well, I don't know. I've had some relatives that aren't that special.
No, I was going to say I have some in my family that I'm related to that are not.
Well, they're special, but not in a way we can talk about on the air.
Yeah, they're special at an arm's length, I think.
Oh man, I'm really sorry. I guess your show's kind of tough, but I thought I would, you know, maybe this will make sense. In the last hour, and I was writing an important follow-up email so I could only get snippets, but you're talking about, you know, religion can be a really bad thing, and I know that. But I've always been really strange about that whole concept because I was blessed with a wonderful faith experience. And the bottom line to me is, I fully understand. My own personal belief in a higher power, in all honesty, probably doesn't even come close to Christianity by a rigid definition. But I believe there's something beyond me. But the more important point is my belief, well, I attend and am an active member of a Christian church. But when Jesus was asked the greatest commandment, he didn't say, get on your knees and accept me as your personal Savior and, you know, have the Holy Spirit come in and start braiding snakes while you speak in tongues or something. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if I firmly believe that if everybody on this earth, no matter what their religion, would do that, there would be peace. And I wish that more people would be able, if to not experience, at least be able to see and know that not all faith is bad. I just hate the way radicals of every stripe have, you know, it's gone on to cause wars when it's supposed to be about loving your neighbor and celebrating what you've been given. You know, I have a friend, you may remember that national story that made headlines actually around the world about the methane explosion on a dairy farm in Virginia?
Oh, yeah, sure. I do remember that.
Wow, I do, because I went to college there. I'd driven by the church where the family was laid to rest countless times, da-da-da-da-da. I was a reporter there. But, you know, the conservative Mennonite church, I mean, hey, I get real uncomfortable when I have to sit on one side of the church and the men get to sit on the other and I can't speak and so forth and so on. But the way the conservative Mennonites and even liberal and Amish, when something hits the fan, that's your village that it takes to raise a child. My own nephew died in a house fire. I promise I won't get leaky. I'll just go right over it. But I will say the way that church, my brother was the bad child, wound up in jail eventually, on and on and on. But he grew up in that community. My mom and dad were still in that community. And you would not believe the way they gathered around the family and held us up. And that's what faith, religion, if you don't like the word, let's say faith, that's what it's supposed to be. Why can't it be that way more often? Why has it come down to, you know, people like Pat Robertson saying, you know, you got a hurricane because you have them there faggots. And, you know, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, Jesus would say that, I'm sure. You know, why can't it be more positive? There are so many instances in which faith is wonderfully positive, but it keeps being trumped by bad, bad things. And I hope that your nephew, I don't know what his beliefs are. I don't care. I just hope that
he's Christian.
I hope that he feels loved. And it's, I think it sounds to me as if he, over time and maybe immediately, will reach his conclusion. You know, it's not about calling up and asking God to do something the same way it is to drive through, you know, go through the drive through and get a burger without cheese instead of with it. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. That's my belief. That would upset a lot of people. But I've been very open, even in my own house of worship, that, look, if prayer worked, every team would win the Super Bowl. It ain't that way. And I hope that he's never been attempted, made to believe that, oh, well, if you ask, God will provide. It ain't that way. And I think that's
a real sad thing. You got to sit down, though, and explain that to an 11-year-old.
It's tough. I know. It's tough. But he really does sound like a very mature child.
He's just very, very smart.
Well, I'm sorry, Jay. I mean, it's so painful. I mean, the pain for you to lose someone you know, yeah, but when you, it can be a stranger. When I see pain on a child's face like that, ooh. I cry when George Stephanopoulos shows me the names of soldiers that were, you know, released by the Pentagon this week. I cry easy, but, you know.
Yeah,
I'm really
hear
sorry.
You.
I hope he's okay. And, hey, it might not be politically correct, but I'll pray for him. How about that?
You got it, Ellen. Okay. Thanks. All right. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. It's open phones.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
I was wondering which is better, plasma or LCD?
Neither. What you want is iridium, my friend.
Is that HD?
Better. It's XP. The Autolite Extreme Performance Spark Plug has an iridium-enhanced 0.6mm tip for faster ignition and optimum performance over the life of the plug.
But I was asking about TV.
Yeah, and it's amazing how similar XP sounds, isn't it? This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite Spark Plug. It's time to change your plugs.
Moving in this afternoon, scattered showers, high of 95. Right now it's fair and 72. I'm Gina.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens with more than 100 rides and attractions, from rockin' coasters to wild water slides. Get your discount tickets today at ElitchGardens.com. That's ElitchGardens.com.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
822, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, and minivans and SUVs in all of Colorado. You can check out the inventory for yourself. They've got over 700 vehicles. Go to rockiesautos.com, get on the internets, and you can also pre-apply for a car loan, too, which cuts down on the paperwork, or get out there and see those vehicles for yourself. And they've got just about everything you can think of, from gas sippers to vehicles for the entire family to good, just decent transportation. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it in all price ranges. And good folks to deal with, too. Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Freddie Labrato, and Spanky Herrera, and Colby Harris, and all of the people at Rockies are my friends, and I wouldn't hesitate to have you talk to any of them, because I've had nothing but wonderful experiences with them. And almost all the listeners I've sent have always had a good experience. And we send our family as well. They've been family-owned and operated, Rocky, since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, that's all right. They'll stay late and they'll take care of you and you'll be fine. So if you're looking to get something, ask about their matching down incentive where it saves you money. Check out Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
We're from a planet called Earth.
AM 760 Progressive Talk invites you to the Evolution at the 2007 Earthworks Expo, July 27th through the 29th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Earthworks Expo will feature over 100 exhibits, workshops, and keynote speakers that will inspire everyone to live green. For more information, log on to am760.net.
After 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talk about anything you want to talk about. We've had a death in the family, and I know I won't be here tomorrow. I'm not sure when I'll be back. I don't know if I'll be back for the rest of this week or not. Just don't really have any idea at this time. Let's go to Anna in Denver. Anna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually a first-time caller and a first-time listener. I was just kind of surfing the channels and heard you when you were talking about the prayer in the workplace, and was even tempted to call in then because I'm a conservative, I guess, right? Just the line. But I agree with you totally. I mean, it can be a private thing. Take your break. I mean, you ask. I don't know. I don't know all the answers to all this. I just know that. If it interferes with the line, you take a 15-minute break. But to your nephew now, my daughter lost a son from cancer when he was 14. This is, I think he'd be 28 now. And she said to me during the funeral, of course, I was there, and she says, I always thought there was a miracle for me. And she's not particularly religious. She is Christian. She was raised that way, but she, doesn't go to church she doesn't go to church at all, I don't think, but I don't know what her beliefs are now, but just to let you know, she looked at me and she said, I don't know if the knock on the door wouldn't have been worse, because I did get to say goodbye. I always knew it was possible, even if I thought there was a miracle in it. So a knock on the door happened to a family in our church from your last call, which is interesting. Just this last week, it was a mother. I think she has 5 children, from teenagers down to 12. Her youngest is 12. And she was coming back from letting someone in the church. She has the key. She lives out east. And they just buried her on Saturday. So that family, in fact, the father even went a back road because he saw the ambulances, of course, not knowing it was his wife in a car accident. If there's things that maybe... this is a very generous, good-giving, holy belief in God family, and yet their 12-year-old, it was the hardest on him. I mean, the age is just a horrible time because you're old enough to know what's going on but not old enough to really, get over the fact your parent is gone, and there's a no matter what they say, I mean, you can say things to him like, sometimes God takes bodies to save souls. Does he understand that as far
as... I don't know. I think he does, but...
I mean, he's Christian. He's going to have to rely on that right now. You know, what he decides to do later in his life is different. But right now, in a death, maybe that's why it's there. You know, I happen to believe that if you don't believe in a God, maybe you go to nothing, and I certainly do want to go on to something, and hopefully it's a good thing. But I think you have to, if you believe in it, you have to obey the rules. You have to lean towards the good. You have to be good. And when a good person's taken young, and 42 is, of course, young, it's about halfway through, you figure now, he's still got to make his amends. You know, so that's a good death in a lot of ways. That sounds weird, but there's something to suffering too if you're a Christian.
I'm not sure I totally understand that concept.
Well, if there's no God, are we just fertilizer, or do we just,
I don't know,
or do we just get to live so long and everybody has the same pretty much life, because there would be no cars, there could be no car accidents, there'd be no
I don't know, because we don't know of anybody who's ever been there and come back, so we don't have any idea.
But the strength of us as humans sometimes comes from tragedy. If we have no tragedy, then we're
there's a difference though between tragedy and that kind of tragedy for an 11-year-old child. I mean,
but how strong he's going to be when he survives this? And it sounds like he will. He's, you know, it'll take his childhood in a way, but I mean, not in some horrible ways that childhoods are taken. It'll be in a natural loss. I mean, farm children lose their fathers and watch them die under a tractor. I mean, horrible things happen. But he just has to almost turn to God, because if he's a Christian, because that's where his strength will come right now. So,
well, I hope so.
Anyway, with this 12-year-old boy that lost his mother, I don't know. I didn't get to go out. It happened out in Strasburg, Colorado. It's in the papers out there, and she was had a closed casket, so it was a quick death, which is a good thing when it happens like that. But it's also, for a 12-year-old, I don't know, you know, maybe if you said just something to him at the right time that, you know, we always knew this was a possibility, even though we wanted it not to be this way, and he did of sorts get to say goodbye. And there's some good things in that, you know, because he got to be with his father before. He didn't just have an argument with his dad over something silly and his dad goes off and gets killed. I think that's a real tragedy. It takes you years to get through. Hopefully he had some really good talks with his dad. He got to really know his dad as an 11-year-old.
Well,
there were some good things that came out of the tragedy of cancer.
I think the thing I'm going to do is not do a lot of talking, just do a lot of listening.
And holding. He's a baby. Just holding.
That's what I'm going to do.
Just holding. Hold him to your breast. One more story, and I won't keep you. You're a great host. You really let people get out what they want. And I hope this is helping you in some odd way. A girlfriend of mine told me a tragedy story, and this was one that I never could, of all the tragedies. I'm 62 years old, you know. But she said when she was a child, she went to a family reunion, and there was Aunt Martha in the kitchen stirring the soup pot. She was an old lady then, big, heavy-set old lady, cooking, and everybody's off in the opening the presents or whatever, and she said she wanted to get a drink of water or something. She's like an 8, 9, 11-year-old kid, whatever. She was young, and Aunt Martha, she knew her but didn't know her. They were from out of town. They just went to these reunions every year and maybe whatever, but she didn't really know her. She wasn't, it was her grandmother's sister or something. And she said she just grabbed her and she held her tight to her breast and just smothered her almost between her, you know, her bosoms. And she said she was crying so deep inside, and she just was like, just the pain, she said she could feel it. She said it came through that woman to her, and through her, she said she could feel it. And then she just kind of released her, pat her on the head, and, you know, tears are streaming down her face, and she turned around and starts stirring the soup again. She's an adult. She died, and she asked her mom about it. Who was she, really? I don't know. You know, this happened in the kitchen. So she never even told anybody about it. It was just really a strange thing. And she says, oh, she never, who was her husband? Who were her children? When she was young and had a large family, like 6 children, and they were farmers, and fled, or it had rained, and the oldest boy is driving the, you know, the buckboard home with the rest of the kids in it from school. And, of course, the creek was full, and they swept them away. They picked up their bodies along the... And then her husband, it was so painful. He died within, like, I don't know, a year from the pain. He just quit. He couldn't.
Okay, I'm getting up against the clock.
Okay, but here she was at this reunion with all these children there, and none of them were hers. And she grabbed this girl in the kitchen and held her to her breast. So, you know, the pain, just hold him. Just hold him. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call. It's 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. We're just in open phones early here this morning. Let's check traffic now with Gina. Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We still have quite a bit going on. It's pretty heavy around the metro area. We were dealing with several issues around I-76, one on the westbound side right near Sheridan, the other eastbound side near Federal. We also had a crash westbound Sheridan south of I-76. Second rollover of the morning on 56th Avenue. This time it's around Pena, so steer clear of that area. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine with scattered storms likely this afternoon. We're going to get a high of 95. Right now it's fair and 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Find your perfect rental home fast on rentals.com. With more than 45,000 rentals.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
To read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond Fifth Ave, or empowerment coach and global sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM760, Progressive Talk,
and AM760.net.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
Hello, Bobby Dylan.
And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
8:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High today, 96. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Connie in Golden. Connie, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
That must have been better.
wish it were 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, man. I just wanted to let you know my very best heartfelt, tenderest feelings go out to you and Mary and to your nephew. And I just want to tell you, I don't claim to have any magic potion. I just have experienced a lot of death around me in my lifetime, partially because my dad was a minister, and it was always something in our lives. But I want to tell you that from what I know, I had a chance to study once for a week with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she was a remarkable woman. And she says a loss is a loss is a loss. It doesn't matter what it is, but a death, of course, is so particular in its intensity. And she says to allow people whatever room they need and whatever way they do it, because grief is a process, and to just honor that process. And most of the literature that you read talks about when you're talking with young people that you answer what they ask and you listen, like you said, and you don't necessarily go beyond what they ask, but if they ask, you're real. And that's one of the last callers talked about the naturalness of death, because it is natural. It's hard, but it's natural. And so if I could say anything, those would be the things I would say to you and to Mary and to him, is to just know that it is a process. And there's a good book. It's the last book that she wrote before her own passing, and it's called The Wheel of Life. And you might get something from that that would be meaningful. I don't know. But I just want you to know that from my experiences, you just go there, and you have to go there sometimes, and it's deep when you're there. And then sometimes the kid, or the adult for that matter, will come out of that into another space, and it's very much a waxing and waning experience, but it's a process. And so if you can just think of it like that, maybe that helps. I don't know, man.
It's really, how do you explain, how do you talk to an 11-year-old? But I think all we can do is just listen to what he has to say. And
well, and just try to meet him where he is. I'm not trying to preach Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. I just had a powerful experience with her myself. There's a lot of great writing she's done on this subject, but what she always talked about is just meeting people where they are and not trying to push them or pull them into any other place. Just meet them where they are and be with them where they are. And like the lady said, hold him and love him and just let him know you're there is probably the greatest example and the greatest thing you can do.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing he wants. The biggest thing he wants is he wants us. He's sure going to be glad when we get there. And
you bet.
And Mary said we're on our way, and we'll be there as fast as we can.
And that means the world to him, and you being there will mean that to him, and it'll mean that to you too, because in a moment like this, everybody does need to pull toward each other. And I just wanted to say, I know Mary was raised in the Church of Christ. My dad was a minister for 52 years in the Church of Christ. So I have other things interesting in common. But today, all I want you to do is to take care of yourself and remember that, you know, the thing is, you have substance. Mary has substance. You, wherever it comes from, whether it's faith, whatever it is, you go to those core places, and those core places are what gets you through. And you know that probably just from your own experiences. It's certainly been mine, because I struggle with some of the same things you do.
Yeah, I do. Both of us do, I think.
You bet.
Maybe someday we'll get the answers. Connie,
yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you, man, and just take care. My best to Mary and to your nephew.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You believe in God, John? I never ask you that.
You haven't asked me that. You know, I do believe in God. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's what they talk about in the Bible. Somebody that created the earth in, you know, 6 days. And that it's 4,000 years old. But, no, I definitely believe in a God. You know, I don't think our lives here are just meaningless. We just turn into dirt fertilizer, as a couple callers said.
Hmm. What do you think happens to us?
I don't know. I think, you know, I think we all have souls, and our soul goes somewhere else. I don't know exactly where. I don't know if I believe in reincarnation. I don't know where it goes, but I believe we are reincarnated with the ones we love when we do die. I believe that. Or joined by the ones, I should say, by the people we love.
Wish I felt that way, but I don't know.
Well, it's not like you have to believe in a specific God to feel that way, though, Jay, you know?
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so, because I don't feel that way.
Hmm. But you feel there's something out there.
Yeah, there's something out there. I don't know if it's a heaven and a hell, but I believe our souls go somewhere.
Well, I hope we can figure this out. Maybe we'll never know. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Really sorry to hear about your nephew and
thanks, man.
His family. I can really, really relate to what you're all going through. My wife died of leukemia at the age of 43.
Mm.
And at the time, my 15 and 13-year-old daughters and I literally watched her take her final breaths in the hospital, and it's just one of the worst things you can go through. And then my oldest daughter, at 23, she committed suicide because she was suffering from severe depression and had some schizoid symptoms. And I really think it was related to the fact that she really never got over the loss of her mother. But I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but. So I know what your nephew's going through and his family and you guys are going through. And the first thing I want to suggest is that if there's hospice down there, hospice is just a fantastic organization to help people through this, and especially young people like your nephew. If it hadn't been for hospice, I'm not sure where I would have ended up or what I would have done. I mean, I was totally ready to give up on life and just call it quits. And if it wasn't for my daughters, I probably would have at the time. And so that's one suggestion. The other suggestion is, like people have been saying, you've been saying, is to just be there and listen. Tell your nephew and your family members, you're just there to listen. None of this, you know, I hope I don't get too down on religion right now because, you know, some of the family members in my family, they're conservative Lutherans, and some of the things that were said after Aaron took her life, I really had to contain myself. But this whole business of it's the will of God and all that BS, you know, people, but we all have to respect where we're all at with all this. Do you know what I'm saying, Jay?
Yeah, that whole thing about the will of God has never explained anything to me.
No, it doesn't.
It just comes across to me like a statement.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's like people say that because they don't understand, like I couldn't at the time, and I to this day I don't understand it, Jay, why my wife she died of leukemia, you know. I mean, that's what happened. And my oldest daughter was suffering with a mental health issue and got to where she was in a darkness that none of us can understand and decided she didn't want to be around anymore. This whole business of that it's the will of God, that's just an answer given because people don't know what else to say, you know. And this whole business of prayer, I mean, prayer is fine, you know, but if people are going to pray, what I've learned is that we pray for ourselves and what we need to do in this moment and at the time of whoever we're with for whatever we can say. Or how to be with people. You know, it's not about, you know, of course, this is all my own opinions and what I've learned through my life. As far as prayer goes, you know, it's it's a thing that we need to just do for ourselves, you know, if you believe in prayer at all, you know, not
I don't, I don't know. I don't know if I do. No, I don't. It's never helped me.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine to believe, because we're all on our own journey of whatever we want to call it, and that's fine for where you're at, and it's fine for where all the other people are at who you're going to meet, you know, when you go to your nephew and their family, you know, and so that's why I'm saying you got to respect where everybody's at in terms of their faith and their religion or not faith and through something like this. But the main thing is your nephew and his immediate family, you know, to say, to just let them know that you're there to listen and not make, you know, other than like I'm saying about hospice, you know, because they were such a tremendous help for me. I mean, that's the only suggestion I would make. Other than that, you just say, hey, I'm here for you. I love you. And I'll listen to you and, you know, and yeah, just, even if you sit in silence, that was one of the greatest things that was a help to me when my friends just sat with me. Maybe we didn't say a thing, or maybe we just cried, you know, but just to be there for the person. I mean, that's what's most important. So, you know, the sooner you and Mary get there, that'll be the best thing you can do for your nephew and his family. Yeah. So I just want you to know, Jay, you know, if you need to, feel free to call me, because I know what people are going through when they go through something like this. It's the most heart-wrenching thing people can go through when you lose a loved one like that, you know, especially your mother or your father or a sibling, you know?
That is, it is. It's tough. It's tough when you got a 11-year-old kid involved, too. Hey, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, Jay. All right. I love you. Take care.
Love you, too. See you later. We always like to get these compassionate emails. How about this one from Jeff? Jay, please get someone in there to fill in right now. Sorry about your family member, but no one wants to listen to this. Keep it to yourself, because the rest of us did not know the person in question.
Classy guy, huh?
Class guy. Jeff Johnson's the guy's name. Jeff, way to go, pal. You're right. I'll just keep it to myself. Let's not talk about this anymore, because Jeff's right. You'd always count on the compassionate, liberal, left-wing listeners of this station to come through. 8:51, 51 minutes after 8. And it's open phones, but we're not going to talk about this anymore. So thank you. I appreciate all the calls. You can talk about anything but what's going on in my personal life, because Jeff Johnson is right. He doesn't want to have to hear it, and we shouldn't overburden him. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. So trying to clear that crash westbound I-76 near Sheridan. So watch out for the delays there between Federal and Sheridan. Southbound I-25, pretty sluggish for us now between Yale and Bellevue. Of course, we still have the slowdowns through downtown and again coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Couple of wrecks off the highway. Watch out for one on Parker at Mississippi. And we also have this rollover crash and cleanup northbound Pena at 56. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a beautiful morning, but we're going to get some scattered storms this afternoon. High of 95. Tonight, mostly clear and 63, and tomorrow, another hot and dry day at 94. Right now, under fair skies, it's 76 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Head to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Special Agent Daniel. see that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, special agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right, they just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. It's called the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System by John Commuta. Call today for a free tape revealing the power of this proven system.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. Our system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
You can do the same, guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. This system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape, 1-800-400-3814. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-3814. 1-800-400-3814.
Summer's here, and it's all about kicking back, having fun, and taking a break from all the hassles, right? You're playing golf, tennis, biking, water skiing, swimming. So this is no time to let all the hassles of wearing glasses and contacts slow down your fun. That's why summertime is the best time of all to look into all the benefits of LASIK, especially since the LASIK Vision Institute makes it so simple and so affordable. They offer you some of the country's most skilled surgeons using the safe FDA-approved technology, all for a fraction of what others are charging. So why not make this the summer you finally take a vacation? A real vacation from all the hassles of glasses and contacts. Call now for a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how affordable it can be. Just call 1-800-700-1278. The LASIK Vision Institute, offering better vision at a better value. Call today, 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning. It's 8:56 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 96. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Stephanie in Evergreen. Stephanie, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing
all right. I know how you are. You know what? I think that guy's a jackass. You can talk about whatever you want. And trust me, I'm a news junkie. I remember when you weren't in one day and there was a lady on talking about Harry Potter, and I thought I was going to lose my mind because I just wanted to hear some information. So I know kind of how he feels, but he obviously isn't open to has ever lost somebody that he really, really, really loved before, because I think that's why you're getting so many phone calls. We have a chance to tell you and remember the person or the people that we lost. And so, it's valid, and we're able to talk about it again. I think that just a couple of things. The first thing is that I think that as an agnostic, which I am, I think that death is one of the hardest things to deal with, because if you're atheist or if you have faith in God or what happens afterwards, you know where to put death. But if you're agnostic, you just don't know what to do with it. You don't know, and I think that you kind of open yourself up to really wanting to have there be an answer, and I think that it's so hard because there isn't, nobody really knows, and you start to see that maybe there isn't anything. It's confusing. It's really hard.
But it's hard. It's very, 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 very hard to get an answer. Stephanie, I gotta go get some news. I love you, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll call me again.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, anything you want to talk about, we'll continue to do that after 9 o'clock. Jeff, just grimace your teeth. We'll get through this together. I promise.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence System, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. So many fires in the West, they can see them from space.
There's those huge brush fires in the mountains. It's pretty incredible from up here.
Space Station astronaut Clay Anderson during a spacewalk. On the ground, there's a major blaze along the Idaho-Nevada border.
Right now, we're looking at over 600,000 acres. Most of the fire that is in Idaho, it's not contained, but the firefighters are working on it, and we feel pretty good about that part. Most of the expansion is in the south side of this fire, which is into Nevada.
That fire officer says the blaze has forced some evacuations. In central Utah, the threat of strong winds could make a 29-square-mile fire worse, with some small towns evacuated there. A minor league baseball official calls it a tragedy for all of baseball.
Ford delivers and Sanchez ropes it down.
Hit him in the head.
Oh, my goodness.
Horrific line drive that struck and killed Tulsa Drillers coach Mike Coolbaugh during a game yesterday against the Arkansas Travelers.
You don't think a lot about baseball during times like this.
Team president Chuck Lamson says they're setting up a fund for Coolbaugh's wife and kids. Millions of tax dollars have been paid to dead farmers, uncovered by a new investigation. Details now live from CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Steve, the General Accounting Office, Congress's investigator, says more than $1 billion in government payments have been given to dead farmers, their estates, or companies over 7 years.
GAO identified no fraud, no scheme or device, no inappropriate payments that were being made.
Says John Johnson, whose farm service agency oversees the payouts.
What they did identify was that FSA had not been as thorough as we should have been in reviewing the estates.
The agency relies on families and companies to notify the government when a farmer dies. If that doesn't happen, it often goes unnoticed. Noticed. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
In an era where a political blog can sometimes have a bigger impact than a front-page story in a major newspaper, a campaign debate tonight with questions videotaped by ordinary people posted on the Internet. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
The 8 Democrats are taking part in something untraditional at a place steeped in tradition, the Citadel, South Carolina's military college. The questions will all be from people who submitted them as video clips at YouTube.com. For instance,
if you are the next president, what will you do to make sure that alternative fuel technology is affordable for everyone?
CNN will choose the questions the candidates will face this evening from over 2,800 posted at YouTube. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
New bill in the Senate that would let computer programmers and call center reps collect benefits if their jobs are sent overseas. Howard Rosen's with a nonprofit trade group likes the package.
Workers can get up to 2 years of unemployment insurance if they are enrolled in training. In addition, they have access to a tax credit to maintain their health insurance during their period of unemployment.
Manufacturing workers already have similar benefits. The Dow is up 91 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby?
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
8-GO-NOW. Call now.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It could take weeks to clean up all the damage from those massive mudslides in Chaffee County. The fire chief says the slides damaged scores of homes, forced the evacuation of over 100 people from the area around Alpine.
I've come out to these mountains, to Alpine, for the last 40 years. And we've never, ever seen anything like this at all before.
Nobody got hurt, but some homes had several feet of mud in driveways and even living rooms. Meanwhile, a mudslide in Lake County closed Colorado 82 over Independence Pass last night. No word on when that road will be reopened. Workers say supervisors at a Swift meatpacking plant in Nebraska have fired dozens of Somali Muslim employees for trying to pray at sunset. The Council on American Islamic Relations has drafted a complaint to be filed with the feds. And a pipeline that will take Rocky Mountain natural gas to eager customers in the Midwest and the East could mean higher heating bills for those of us here in Colorado. For years now, the supply of gas in the Rockies and not enough pipelines to ship somewhere else have kept our prices lower simply due to supply and demand. That's expected to change, though, once the $4.5 billion Rockies Express pipeline from western Colorado to Ohio is finished in a couple of years. Xcel Energy says we consumers should get ready for an increase in our natural gas bills, but they won't say by how much. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Don. Well, we're getting back to normal for sure around the metro area. We do have one crash you need to watch out for at northbound Pena at 56th if you're headed out to DIA. It was a rollover with injuries, and so they're still trying to clear that area. Southbound I-25, little sluggish, 58 to Spear downtown. Same for southbound lanes of I-25 from the Emerson Street Bridge to Colorado due to an earlier wreck. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but we're...
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
I think it was the top of the 6 o'clock hour. The CBS had the report on Feingold with this censure motion that he wanted to put forward. Isn't this just a case of, wow, some of these Dems and these Dem leaders are finally reading the polls and going, gee, the public is mad at us because we didn't respond to that mandate in November. I guess we ought to do something, because a censure, I mean, suppose they passed it. Suppose they passed it with strong numbers. What's that going to mean to Bush?
Well, it would be historically, it would be a black mark against him. I can't remember a president within my lifetime that's ever gone through that. And I think at least he's raising questions about this guy. I used to be of the feeling that, well, we had to get other things done. We had to get Iraq settled, and we had to try to right the wrongs that the administration had done. But now I feel like anything. I feel like anything. I'm willing to try anything. Ultimately, I think that he and the vice president should be impeached.
Absolutely.
But we can't get it done because you can't get a conviction. Well, you can't get the Senate part of it can't get done. I mean, this was my whole frustration with the people who went to Congressman Udall's office and then got arrested for protesting there. That's the typical, you know, kind of left-wing attitude of let's eat our own. Where they should have gone is they should have gone to Wayne Allard's office, because it's the Senate that's holding us back.
Right, exactly. I guess I was unaware of the historical impact, but I guess what disturbs me is, and you've had several commentators in the past couple of weeks, most notably talking about, there was a gentleman last week, this lack of political will to actually do what the Congress is constitutionally enabled to do, which is cut off the freaking funding.
Yeah, but they can't, because you can't get it past the Senate. It'll get blocked. And I would like to see the funding cut, but I'd like to see it done in a manner where you tell the Pentagon and the president that you've got so much money, and this is how much money you've got, so make plans accordingly to start to exit out of Iraq, because there's not going to be any money after that. I mean, I would love to see that happen, but in political reality and the way things are, you can't get it past the Senate.
Well, couldn't they? Aren't they able, Jay, when it comes up, when the current funding expires, can they just choose not to do anything? And doesn't that have the same effect? I know that's probably not palatable to you, but I mean, doesn't it have the same effect?
No, they would have to. No, because it would be like cleaning up the yard, or anything else that you can think of where you know you have to do it. You just don't choose to do it at this particular time, but it's not going to go away. It's still going to be there. So you're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. I think, you know, the thing is that a lot of us, everyone is frustrated.
Absolutely.
Everyone is angry. Everyone is upset. It is extremely frustrating to be in this situation in which you've got members of the president's own political party that value their party more than they do their country, or more than they do even their fellow citizens, who keep holding to the same line and keep waiting. They won't move off the dime. They won't do anything. I don't know how they get away with it. I mean, and when I say that, I don't know how their conscience has got to bother them.
You would hope.
I really don't see. I mean, I honestly do not see how anybody, senator, congressman, anybody, can think that we're on the right track or that we haven't lost our way. I don't know how anybody can believe that. And it's gotten so bad now that I was having lunch with three, I consider, very intelligent men last week who were trying to convince me that the administration would purposely allow another 9/11 to happen to rescue them politically, and that the American people would actually buy that scenario rather than saying, wait a minute, you claim you could protect us and you didn't. I mean, this is how bad things have gotten, that there are people out there who honestly believe that the administration will stage like a Reichstag fire or something in order to cancel the elections or remain in control. I mean, that's how crazy it's gotten, and it's, you know, it's like banging your head against the wall. It's very tough.
Yeah, I guess I'm almost tempted, because I've been so disappointed since November. I remember a friend of mine that I worked with had relatives living in Florida during the 2000 election debacle, and he was getting some firsthand accounts of how black voters were being disenfranchised and turned away at police barricades as we went through that whole November-December episode there. We're getting so alienated from the political system that I just felt like, you know, these people want power so much and want to retain power so badly that they'll do anything, including disenfranchising us from our most sacred right. Then why should I participate in this system and cast my sacred vote and lend legitimacy to it? And so I overcame.
Well, because if you don't, then
right.
Then what's the flip side of that? The flip side of that is you'll get even worse.
Right. I totally agree with you. We get the government we deserve. And I guess my concern is, while I think the censure motion that Mr. Feingold is going to try to introduce probably has some value, but I mean, at the end of the day, however long it takes to accomplish that, and he does it, and let's say even that the numbers that support the censure motion are pretty strong, dramatic numbers. What is it going to change with this man and, you know, the whole Roe, Cheney, Bush triumvirate and their attitude towards the Constitution, towards us, and towards the war?
I don't know. And talk show hosts are supposed to, and they will always tell you that they have an answer for everything and that they know everything that's going on. I've examined this question over and over and over and over and over again. I've looked at it. I've looked at it over and over and over and over. And I don't know. I don't know.
There's one ray of hope, Jay, okay, which I cling to like the fingernails on the blackboard, the ship's captain in Jaws going down the blackboard. I cling to this hope. We survived Richard Nixon. We can survive this.
Yeah, somehow the system.
Right.
Somehow the system got around that. I honestly believe that you'll see more Republicans, you'll see more senators And also members of the House of Representatives abandoning the president as we get closer and closer to the election. I really believe that that's going to happen. And I also believe that the GOP is going to suffer from this for years to come. I don't have any idea how anybody in their right mind would want to run as a Republican in the coming election cycle. But then again, David, I don't have any idea. I've said this on the air a million times. I don't have any idea who that 25 to 28% is that keeps showing up in the polls as hanging on to this guy, even though nothing that these folks have talked about, nothing that they have predicted, nothing that they have said, none of it has ever come true.
Well, Jay, do you think, the gentleman that you were speaking to last week, I think I even called you last week about the Paul Craig Roberts article, where he basically said the same thing that your friends did. I mean, let's spin the worst-case scenario. Suppose there was either through commission, you know, active involvement or omission, ignoring signs and letting it happen. Let's say there was an incident on, I don't know, the West Coast, 10,000 people, you know, biologic, who knows? Do you think, I mean, I would hope the American people are smart enough to certainly, you know, be with that tragedy and everything involved to try to recover from it. But
no, and I think what happened is I think they would take it out on the administration, and I think they would take it out on the GOP, not support them. And I think that unlike last time, I think the chickens would definitely come home to roost. And if something ever does happen, it won't be because they planned it. It'll be because they're too inept to stop it, because they've proven on everything else that they're inept. And don't forget Hurricane Katrina. David,
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. As a matter of fact, check out their website at RockiesAutos.com. Get on the internet and have a look for yourself. Also, don't forget about their matching down incentive, which helps you save money. And if you're going to go out there and see somebody, you got to see my friends. Well, they're all my friends. There's over 100 employees out there who work very, very hard. But I feel like they're members of my family. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Freddie Librato, I'm just naming a few there, who are the folks to go see when it comes to getting the vehicle you want. And they've got something there, over 700 vehicles on the lot. They've got something there for just about everybody that you can think of, whatever your taste is and whatever you're looking for, they've got it covered. This is no small postage stamp size place, and you really need a golf cart to get around all of it. And to look at all of the inventory. So get on out to Rockies and check it out for yourself. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay and they'll make sure things are fine. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
23 minutes after 9. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 96, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Doesn't make any difference what's on your mind. We'll deal with it.
Jay, you want a little levity this morning?
Sure.
I dug up this story earlier, and I think I mentioned it to you, but I think our audience might find this kind of funny or at least interesting. One lawn care company is showing a little skin to boost business. The women of Tiger Time Lawn Care offer to mow customers' lawn dressed in bikinis, a service that attracts more attention to the ladies than the lawns. It goes on, oh yeah, they honk and yell, they can do everything you can imagine, said employee Blair Beckman. Beckman said the extra attention is expected, but she looks on the bright side. You get the attention, but you also get a tan, which I need, she said. Owner Lee Cathy said the bikini service makes mowing the lawn a lot more interesting, although the fee is slightly higher. The yards definitely get more attention when there's a bikini on the lawn, Cathy said. Some customers sit in lawn chairs and have a beer while watching. The three-month-old company is looking for a way to expand the service through the end of the summer. In the fall, we'll go pick up leaves in the bikinis if need be, Kathy said. Kathy said there hasn't been any interest in a male version of the bikini lawn cut.
Ugh.
They haven't seen John Turk in a thong yet.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know if I can handle having a woman come to my house and cut my lawn. Well, first of all, I don't have a lawn to cut.
Sitting out there in the lawn chair drinking a beer.
What, watching her cut your lawn?
Sure, what the heck.
Sexist.
Funny story. I just thought I'd give it a mention.
Remember that day that woman called up and got mad at me because I said Ted Haggard's wife was good looking, and I couldn't figure out somebody with looks and apparently that she must have some degree of brains why she would stick with him. Oh boy, she was mad. See, you're not supposed to say that anymore, are you? You're not supposed to say that women are good looking.
That's too bad. You should be able to.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with it.
You just can't say she's ugly.
Why? There are some women who are ugly.
Yeah, but you can't say it. It's not PC.
What, to say that a woman's ugly?
Yeah.
There are some women who are ugly. Well, you pretend they're good-looking when they're not? Candy Crowley is ugly.
Yeah, I think you said that once on the air and caught some flack for that one.
Yeah, well, should we pretend that she's not?
Or what did we say about McCain's wife?
Yeah, she looks kind of strange, too.
Scary.
Scary looking. There are ugly men out there, too, man. They're ugly, you know. Yeah, there are ugly people out there.
So would you pay? You wouldn't pay a little extra to have some bikini-clad women come and mow your lawn?
No, I'm too old for that. No, I wouldn't.
What do you think my wife would say if, like, what do you think Stacy would say
if
she comes home and there's, like, three girls out landscaping our lawn in bikinis?
I think you'd be calling me up asking if you could use the spare bedroom. This is what I think you would be doing.
Can I borrow some money for the hotel?
Well, why don't you call that company and find out? Here's Jim in Littleton. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, I tried to get my wife to do that, mow the lawn in the bikini. She just laughed at me.
Probably told you to go put on the bikini and mow the lawn yourself.
She said she'd lay out in the back porch while I mow the lawn.
Yeah, there you go.
There, so that's the... Hey, you know, I'm calling because I think one of the things that hurts us liberals is the cynicism when we start thinking that, you know, like Bush is going to allow or foster a 9/11 type attack and those kind of things. I think we end up just getting kind of hopeless and passive, where the right wing, the conservative right wing, these people are passionate. They're you know, acting on their faith or their whatever they'll call their beliefs, and they don't sit quietly between elections. And I think a lot of times, you know, we'll call talk radio and complain, but we don't take any action. And I was listening, I think it was to Randy Rhodes last week, and there's this impeachbush.org website. And so I went and signed up. My wife signed up. They have like 925,000 signatures. They're trying to get 1 million that Cindy Sheehan's going to deliver to Congress in September with a big rally saying impeach Bush. Now, I know what you said earlier. I agree with you that we're not going to be able to impeach Bush. But we have to put political pressure on this administration and on the Congress. And I think back to the early 90s when Ross Perot ran for president. We all knew Ross Perot wasn't going to get elected president, but it created pressure on Congress and then on Clinton when Clinton got elected to try to balance the budget. And we've balanced the budget. And so I'm just always looking for ways. How can we put political pressure on this administration and on people like Wayne Allard instead of us just complaining about them? Because our adversary, the other side of the political spectrum, they're calling and they're putting political pressure on these people every day. Don't you dare take on the president.
I think the thing we need to do is we need to point out where the problem is, and the problem is in the Senate. And the problem is in the thin, razor-thin balance of power there. And I think we need to target those senators that won't wake up and listen to the majority of the American people. And we've got one of those senators sitting here in this state. And we not only need to put pressure on Wayne Allard, we need to put pressure on the Colorado Republican Party to make them realize that whoever runs for Allard's seat, that they're going to run into the same thing. That we want a definitive answer out of them, one way or the other, as to where they stand, and that we have no intentions of sending somebody to Congress. We have no intentions of sending somebody to the Senate who is just going to be another yes person.
Right, I agree.
And those are the people who we ought to be targeting out. And what we ought to be doing is we ought to be going after those people who are the most outspoken supporters of this insanity, the ones that are up for re-election, and we ought to be trying to raise money in order to go after them, whether it's running television ads as a 527 in their state, or backing their opponent. That's what we need to do. That would be the most effective thing. Because anyway, you're essentially saying to those people is you're saying to them essentially, look, re-election or even election is not going to be a cakewalk, and that we could all band together, and if each of us forked out $25, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, sign me up.
I mean, I think that's, to me, that's the way to go. That's my frustration with the guy who called in Friday, who was talking about the people protesting at Udall's office. That's a stupid move, because he's on our side.
Right.
Now, we may not totally agree with him about how he thinks this ought to be done, but he's going to be more sympathetic to us. I mean, he didn't even vote for this. He didn't vote for the war. He's going to be more sympathetic to us. Wayne Allard is sitting there, and Wayne Allard is not sympathetic. That's where you put your pressure. And you put your pressure on Ken Salazar, too.
Yes. Ken Salazar has backed off of some important fights.
Because if we don't do this, then what's going to end up happening is this insanity is going to continue till January of 09.
Oh, yeah. And with a president that's taking more and more power, imperial
right.
presidency-type power every day, he just told the Justice Department, you can ignore contempt citations from Congress. You don't have to investigate them. You don't have to do anything. Just ignore them. It's executive privilege. It's insanity. This new book, Unchecked and Unbalanced, is a good read, but a scary read about how he and Cheney have just taken and taken and taken powers that don't belong to the presidency.
Well,
these signing statements.
Sure, but they're but you know what? They're able to do it because we let it happen. And I don't mean you and I, or anybody listening to this radio station. But I'm talking about the vast majority of the American people.
Well, but maybe it is some of us listening, because people out there listening have to say, when is the last time you actually called Wayne Allard's office or wrote him a letter or send in money to something like Move On. We have to get more active, because they're feeding on the right wing side. I think what John Dean writes about in Conservatives Without Conscience. They're feeding this sort of authoritarian personality that says the world's a scary place and we need strong father figures. We need somebody to come in and tell us what to do, and they're fostering that fear every day. And on our side of the political spectrum, we tend to be we're more wishy-washy, and that's a good thing. I think we don't want to think in black and white terms. I, that's why I like what you said earlier. I think the previous caller, you said, hey, I don't have all the answers. But on the other side of the political spectrum, they are telling people they have all the answers, and they're firing those people up every day. They're telling them, liberals are loony. Liberals are out to take your money. Liberals are out to destroy this country. Liberals don't like America, and I think we're too passive.
Well, I think we are too, and I don't know why people buy into that with a track record of half these people, but they do. Jim, thanks, man. Good call.
Thank you, Jake. Keep
all
up
right.
good work.
Talk okay. to you. 303-713-7600. It's open phones 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're in pretty good shape. Just keep in mind, we still had some wreck cleanup northbound Pena. At 56, if you're headed out to DIA. Southbound I-25, a little sluggish from an earlier wreck there between the Emerson Street Bridge and Colorado. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a beautiful morning, lots of sunshine. Scattered storms by this afternoon, though, going up to 95. Right now, it's fair and 82. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CNN, tonight at 7. You get to ask the candidates your video questions. Anderson Cooper hosts the first ever...
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 800-322-1437.
You. The law offices of Mike Turner, you can reach him at 303-300-1661. So whether you need it now or you may need it later, tuck this back somewhere, 303-300-1661, or check him out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some Ziggy Marley. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Tom Hartman coming up at 10 o'clock. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, sorry to hear about your relative.
Thanks.
I lost my my late wife to cancer, and I have gone through that process, and afterwards I went into ministry at the church to help people that have gone through that. I'm not a psychiatrist or anything else. I went to the Grief Institute here in Chicago, in Denver, and was able to you know, get some training and so on and so forth, and just work with people who are walking through that. And there's basically two types of death, ones that happen suddenly, and then ones that you know about. You know, with anybody with cancer or someone with a real serious illness, they're aware of the imminent death, okay? But what happens is that they've held back the tears for years because you don't want to think about the death. You just want to, you know, keep hoping and praying that it'll never happen. So there's not that much of a shock there as, for instance, someone dying in an automobile accident just suddenly. But there's going to be a lot of tears because they've held back the tears for years. So that's about all I can tell you with the 11-year-old. And he's very cognizant and very, very aware. From my experience, you know, there's adults and children grieve differently. You and I would, as an adult, would grieve like eating a tough steak. We just chew on it till we get through it. But kids and adolescents, they'll want to go and take a bite of the apple and put it down for a while and then go play baseball or do something else. And maybe the next day they'll come back and take another bite. And then maybe in a week it'll be another bite. So they grieve differently than you and I do. The only thing I can tell you, you know, what to say, I don't think there's anything you can say. I think the best thing you can do is be a listener. Just listen to what he has to say. Listen to what's going on in his mind, and you know, and if what he's telling you needs an answer, then answer it. If it doesn't, you know, I had a dinner with someone when both of our spouses were in the intensive care unit in the hospital and both dying. And I took this woman out to dinner, and I sat there for 45 minutes, Jay, and I don't think I said three words. And she told me, you know, that was the best conversation I ever had.
Yeah, well,
because you were just there.
Yeah,
you know?
that's all you can do.
That's all
you can do.
That's all you can do, and be there. And the other thing I can say, and this is very truthful, and I've seen a lot of it. I've seen suicide. I've seen everything. Everybody wants to run and help like they do for a fire. Everybody is there, friends, relatives, schoolmates, everybody else. 6 months down the road, there's nobody there. A year later, no one's there. So I think if one thing that you, and you're saying this person means a lot to you or something like that, try to think about bringing him here for maybe the holidays, maybe over Thanksgiving.
Well, he was just here 3 weeks,
yeah,
4 weeks
ago. You have him come in the summer.
Yeah, he does. He comes here every summer.
Yeah, those kind of things I think are really more important than, you know, what's going to happen right now, because you're in such a state of confusion and disillusionment and anger and all that kind of stuff going on in your mind that, you know, that it's really difficult to even talk or have people open up at that
time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even be in favor of going down there, but he called and asked for us, so.
Oh, yeah, see, and that's it.
We're going to do it.
All of a sudden now, he needs you. So, and sometimes you're just in the room. You don't even have to say a word.
You got it.
You know? It's hard to say. I wish there was a key to say anything. And I know people have called up this morning and said, you know, it's God's will and something like that. I'll tell you, you know, in a ministry, we stayed away from that. I mean, you had a couple who backed up over their child in the driveway. How in the world do you tell them that's God's will?
I don't know, man. There's too many.
Ridiculous.
There's too many questions out there and not enough answers.
Oh,
Bob, thanks.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Andrea in Boulder. Andrea, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Could I talk about the prayer in the workplace again?
Sure.
You know, I have a friend from Africa that I see a couple times a year, and when he's in my home, we will be talking for hours, and he'll excuse himself to go pray because he's a Muslim, and his religion requires him to do that if he's an observant Muslim. And you know, I, like you, am an agnostic, and I am not offended by his doing that at all. That is he's completely welcome to do that in my home. And
your home and the workplace is two different things.
Yes, but there is a huge difference between a pharmacist not giving a woman a prescription based on his religion and his using his break to pray. Or there's a huge difference between a workplace not serving kosher food in the workplace and preventing you from eating kosher food that you have brought. And, you know, I think it would be interesting.
But they both have to do with the idea of accommodations.
They do, but, you know, a person has, it is required by law to give a break during the workday to people. And it seems to me that if they want to use that break in prayer, in observance of their religion, when the Constitution guarantees them freedom of religion, they have every right to do that. And
but the Constitution does not apply in the private workplace.
Well, I think it does. It absolutely
well, no,
does.
No, it does not. You don't have the right to free speech
Yes, but he's not speaking.
You don't have the right to free speech. You don't have the right to political discourse. You do not have the right to proselytize. You do not have the right. The First Amendment does not apply in the workplace. It does apply in public, but not in the workplace.
But don't you think there's a difference between proselytizing and prayer?
No. I think religion should stay out of the workplace.
Well,
you're there to work, not to practice religion.
I would love for you to ask Ms. Harari when she's on next time about this. I'd be interested to see what the ACLU says about it.
Well, I would too. And it doesn't mean that I'm a strong supporter of the ACLU, but from what I can see, the First Amendment does not apply to for instance, your employer could order you, for instance, to speak only English. I believe there have been court cases that have backed that up, that have affirmed it.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's different than preventing somebody from practicing their religion, though. And
well, you're not at work to practice your religion. You're at work to work. You practice your religion in your house of worship. You practice your religion in your home. You practice your religion in other places other than the workplace. The workplace is not for the practice of religion. That's not what it's about.
Well, it's not for that, but it should also not be able to prevent somebody doing it. And you know, I think that
if you open the door and you allow one to do it, then it gets into the whole situation of you have to make accommodations for everybody. And how much accommodations do you make? I mean, I think one thing you can do is and I remember a time in this country when it didn't happen, but religious holidays. You know, it used to be in this country that you would get Christmas time off, that you would get various holidays off. But, of course, if you were a minority religion, if you were Jewish or another religion, you wouldn't get those times off. Your employer wouldn't allow it. You had to take a personal day, and it counted against you. But I think that accommodation should be made. But then again, that's not practicing religion inside the workplace.
Well,
praying
maybe
in the workplace is a practicing religion.
Well, how can you prevent? It seems to me
that you can prevent simply by saying it's, you know, these are the rules of where you work, and if you don't like it, then I guess you got to find some other place to work.
Well, I think that that would, in effect, then if a court would decide that, which I hope they don't decide, but if they would decide that, I'm afraid that that would make practicing Muslims unemployable in America. And that,
well, I don't think that's true.
Well, if their religion requires them to pray at certain times during the day, and if, you know, the break that they are also required by law to have is granted to them, then I don't know why they couldn't use that break to pray. If they're, you know, I don't know if that man was.
Well, if you're an Orthodox Jew, then why can't you demand that the cafeteria provide kosher food?
Well, because you can bring kosher food.
Well, yeah,
but
suppose
you.
I don't want to bring kosher food with me. You can pray outside outside the workplace,
well,
but you're making the claim that your religion, you know, doesn't allow that.
Well,
so what's the difference?
Well, can he walk outside the building and pray? Would that be okay? I mean, I'm just saying, if his religion requires him to pray, and if we have freedom of religion, and if he has a break, then why can't he use his break to pray? And if he can go outside the building, I mean, I don't even know, you know, how it would come down if courts decided this. But it just seems to me.
Well, I'd love to take it to court and see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, I just guess I think, you know, I just think that this meatpacking place was overreacting, and also there's so much anti-Arab feeling and anti-Muslim feeling in the world that in America that it's unfortunate.
Well, you're certainly not accusing me of that, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that you are absolutely are so gracious, and I appreciate it so much to people. I absolutely am not accusing you of that in any way. No, of course not.
But maybe it'll go to court and we'll see.
Yes, it would be, and I would love to hear what the lady from the ACLU has to say about it. And may I say one thing about impeachment?
Yes, very quickly.
Very quickly. Bruce Fein, who is an arch conservative and wrote articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton, was on the Bill Moyers program Friday the 13th, saying that our Constitution, we're in a constitutional crisis, and the cure is impeachment. And everybody can watch that online on the Bill Moyers program. And he is extremely articulate and extremely convincing.
Well, I'm all for it.
You and me both.
All right.
Get them both. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Gina checks traffic. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's Dick Morgan.
We're in pretty good shape right now on the highways. Earlier problems southbound on I-25 between downtown area and the tech center out of the way, so better speeds through that stretch. Northbound in great shape, heading to downtown, 10-15 minutes on that drive. And the rest of the highways look pretty good. 225 moving along across Aurora. Both those stretches, I-25 to Parker, Parker up to I-70. I-70 in pretty good shape on both sides of town right now. Shouldn't have any delays on 270. You should make your way across Commerce City. Pretty good drive on 6th Avenue, also on 470, and that drive to and from Boulder looking pretty good on the turnpike right now. But the forecast, no surprise, going to be another hot one with an isolated storm mainly in the foothills. Highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 63. More heat tomorrow. Isolated storms again in the foothills, and a high once again, mid-90s. Right now, it's 83 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Dylan?
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:56 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Tom Hartman is coming up next. We're in open phones. I think I can squeeze a couple of more in. Let's go to Tariq in Denver. Tariq, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, this technicality as far as Islam goes is really a non-issue because in Islam you have to practice what's called wudu in order to make your prayer, which is a cleansing of yourself, so that you're physically clean, spiritually clean, in order to make your prayer. And if you're in a workplace where you can't do that, then you can make up your prayer later when you get home. And the same, well, if you forget a prayer. If you forget to make your prayer, you don't make it at a certain time, you can make it up when you get home or make it up later.
So it's really a non-issue.
Yeah, it really is. Also, one quick tip for you. When you're saying Muslim, it's actually Muslim, like a cow.
Oh, okay.
Muslim is actually derogatory.
Oh, well, I don't mean to do
Oh,
do
yeah,
that.
No, I know. Yep. It's actually moo like a cow, Muslim.
Maybe I should just say followers of Islam.
Yeah, that works too.
That takes everybody into account.
You know, Islam is very flexible. You know, like people who work in, if you're working out, you know, on a construction site and there's nowhere to cleanse yourself, if you're, you know, in a dirty place, like if you're working in the sewers, you know, it's pretty flexible. I mean, there's no absolutes in Islam. It's a very flexible, very, you know, accommodating religion.
All right. Well, man, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, that's a good answer. Brian, about 30 seconds, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, I'd like to respond to the woman that was just on about prayer in the workplace.
Sure.
I think a lot of people are against that. It's uncomfortable, and there's so many different religions that it's hard to accommodate all of them. And if you want to take it to an extreme, say that you're working with a Haitian who practices Santeria, are you going to let somebody slaughter chickens in the workplace? It's just nuts.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Brian, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. You bet.
All right, I will not be here tomorrow due to a death in the family, and I'm not sure when I'll be back, but Tom Hartman's next.
Phew, I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call Esurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got Esurance.
True, with Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 years.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.